Coast News today.
About how it's not just the pro-immigration folks that are in the streets now, it's the pro-democracy people. But I think the three of us have actually talked about this before, if I'm not mistaken. I think members of the military, if they haven't already, may very well soon start to turn on this administration because of the way that they're being deployed to the streets. It's not just the Barranco children of Narciso Barranco, the Marines whose father was beaten by ICE as he was cutting bushes at a IHOP in Santa Ana, California, but it's the people from all of these communities from which, maybe even Texas, they are deployed and being asked to stand face to face with people who come from communities just like their own, asked to enforce the law in a way that they would overseas or in a combat zone with people from American communities. I can tell you firsthand that members of the National Guard that I've talked to are deeply uncomfortable about having to participate in a mission like this. And we're not talking about a small constituency. We're talking about the members themselves. We're talking about their families who, if you don't think they're talking to their families about this,
right,
you're wrong. I could tell you firsthand. I think that there are more constituencies yet to turn on this administration for the way that they're using the military in the streets, not just for immigration enforcement, but in the context of this democracy.
Well, and that's, you know, John Kelly's final warning before the election to America was that what he wanted to do and was blocked by people like Kelly and Madison Milley was to put the military on the streets. And the reason it's bad for a whole bunch of reasons. It's bad for Americans on the street who shouldn't be policed by our own military. But it's ultimately the worst for the members of the military who in a natural disaster show up to help and in a time of war, go far away to fight.
The question I would ask if I was Donald Trump's opponent is, do you really want a demoralized National Guard,
right,
all in 50 states across the Union because they're waiting to be deployed to hold long rifles up against their neighbors in between ICE detention centers and protests on the street. That is something for everybody, I think, who's joining the military today, 17, 18, 19 years old, to think about, that they may be deployed for that purpose rather than the one that they think is a noble calling to stand in defense of this nation.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and there's no doubt that they've launched the Podesta plan. They are implying the legal, lawful activities of the executive branch using the military in areas that are lawless and out of control, the Democrat-run uprisings, to aid federal officers in doing their jobs. And they're branding it as total tyranny and just absolute total and complete evil, as we knew they would do, because in the Podesta plan, they said that's what they would do. And then the last ingredient is going to be staged false flags on these communities to be blamed on President Trump, then the country burns down. Let's put the full live show headline on screen so we can lay this out for folks here today. Then there's a lot of other information we're going to be covering. Wednesday live, blue states begin secession. L.A. County declares emergency to protect illegals. Top Dems call for military to stage coup against Trump. The second civil war has begun. This is an emergency must-watch share broadcast. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be successful, but they are certainly trying it, and this is a time of maximum danger. They're also getting ready to stage big false flags on Russia. Wait till you hear this. The British government claims Russia's going to attack London with drones with no evidence.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
What a lightning.
It is Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. Here's your headline up at InfoWars.com. Blue states begin secession, carrying out the Podesta plan. LA County declares emergency to protect illegal aliens. Top Dems call for military to stage coup against Trump. The second American Civil War has begun. This is an emergency. Must watch, share, broadcast this live feeds on Rumble, the Alex Jones Network channel, as well as Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show for now, though we are very close to that being shut down. As you just saw, the Supreme Court refusing to hear the case after it got to the full judge, as it made it past the first two layers of lawyers. They said, yeah, this is, you need to see this. And they said, nope, not looking at it and not responding. When we have the greatest case, I mean, mainline top lawyers, you've seen them all in the news, talk about it. The literal most kangaroo, insane rigged trials, where I was already guilty and all of it, conducted and produced by HBO, that anyone's ever seen. I mean, it's even worse than the stuff they pulled on Trump. And they just did it to Mike Lindell. Judge just found him guilty, defaulted him, $1.5 billion. And I guess the Supreme Court won't hear that and say, hey, just go ahead and selectively destroy whoever you want. That's tyranny. But you know what? The number's meant to be so big to sound big. I've never had $10 million in the bank. So it might as well be $85 trillion. I shouldn't joke. They asked for $2.76 trillion. $276 trillion, I'm sorry. It doesn't even sound real. Yeah, they asked in the case. He said, Your Honor, we'd like $276 trillion dollars, or was it 2.76? I can't remember anymore. You know, these numbers are so big, it's just bonker town. But it's the great and mighty Oz there to intimidate you and try to blast you into submission. Yeah, it's 2.75 trillion, excuse me. When the numbers get that big, you can't blame me for it all just kind of swirling around. The GDP of India every year, 2.75 trillion. Okay. Let me tell you what we got on the plate here. You know, we got lots of interesting videos. Charlie Kirk's wife being honored at the White House. And we've got Trump again saying that, no, I don't think he'll make it into heaven. And we've got, you know, all sorts of crazy leftists doing nutty things. It's all very entertaining, all very interesting, all very thought-provoking and important. But the Democrat Party, funded by the globalists, have a plan for civil war in America. And the plan has not been going well. And this Saturday, they're launching their No King / Antifa uprising again. And we've got Chuck Schumer a few days ago calling for forceful uprising, close quote. Forceful uprising. And you've got all these other top Democrats saying, and you've got them on MSNBC saying we need the military and troops to turn on Trump. That's a coup. So there's a lot of this. But most importantly, you have the blue state secession beginning just as the Podesta plan said they would, and then in the movie they produced, Civil War, that's based on that, and in the statements Newsom made 3 weeks ago on Colbert, he goes, we're launching the Western Alliance. That's the name in the Podesta plan and the movie, of the West Coast secedes first, then the East Coast joins, then the Blue Cities join, and then the U.S. military joins them, and they march across the country killing all the white supremacists, literally, because that's who the white people are, and then they kill the Trump figure in the White House, the black female sergeant does. So this is their plan. And so he goes on Colbert and he says, we're launching the Western Alliance. We're launching the offensive. And everybody just yells and screams and just loves it because they've all been told what this is. You go to a Democrat rally, they said, wait till the massacre of our people happens. Then the Western Alliance forms and we will overthrow you. I mean, it's their movie. They go eat popcorn and this is what they believe is going to happen. Now they got battle after battle out about how you got to go dynamite and kill all the feds and got to blow up all the federal buildings and got to kill the ICE people because they got people in concentration camps in there with Leonardo DiCaprio. So Scott Adams, who's a really smart guy, is like, this No Kings thing this weekend's going nowhere. And I agree. But you had Tim Walz's employee going around killing the state senators and House legislators and then saying, oh, I was doing it to do a false flag so Tim Walz could blame Republicans. And my accomplices, you know, didn't do their job, which I predicted it would be. I mean, boy, you don't hear about that story anymore in the news, do you? Within 2 hours of it, Trump and I had both been blamed by people on the ground there, his roommate. So, yeah, they're meant to fizzle. They're meant to get attention and talk about how we live under Hitler and talk about how Trump's a Nazi and talk about how the white people are all white supremacists and need to die. And then somebody's going to mow down the illegal aliens or the No Kings protest or blow up a traditional black college. And remember, months and months and months before you heard anything about black colleges, I said, that's a prime target. Because their talking points, they kept saying, Tom Homan and ICE and the military are going to kill, before they even put troops on the streets, are going to kill migrants en masse. Well, nobody's going to do that. You're going to have to stage a false flag. That's ridiculous. Then they say, and they're coming to kill masses of black people. Well, where's the biggest group of black people? Traditional black college. Something like that. Or, you know, maybe some black festival or something. And so now you can see it all set up, all prepared. And that's the last piece. And will they launch false flags this weekend? I think there's a very high probability of it. I said 5 days before the Minnesota attacks by Tim Walz's operative, that according to him, were meant to be blamed on Trump and his supporters, which they did within hours of the script. And then weeks later, the FBI, you know, okay, fine. He got it out through his lawyer. He says he works for Tim Walz, which he did work for Tim Walz. He says he's been doing it for Tim Walz. I said days before, I said, you know, maybe they'll kill some of their own lawmakers and blame us this Saturday. You know, they'll probably find that, you know, guy will have a laptop saying he loves me. Exactly happened. So, you know, it's, I'm just sitting here just trying to war game the next shoe to drop, and I'll be doing a special live Saturday broadcast. I'm going to wait a little bit later in the day. So there's more developments that have unfolded. But we'll go on about 2 o'clock Saturday, 2 p.m. out of the Alex Jones Network backup system that's about to be the system with all that's going on. So we've got that happening. But let me be very clear, because I haven't gotten to the big points yet. Just kind of, and I know most of you already know all this. You've seen it for yourselves. You don't need me to tell you. You're like, yeah, we know this. We have hundreds of thousands of new people every hour, conservatively, tuning in different ways that are hearing this for the first time. So I'm talking to the lost sheep out there. I know you know. This broadcast is more of an emergency beacon that's, you know, flashing warning, 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 like if a nuclear reactor had melted down and, you know, getting anywhere near it's deadly. You know, they just have these alarms going off and they triggers a radio transmission in the area and you know, flashing signs saying high radiation, don't enter. And then there's recording, you know, saying don't enter this area, deadly for humans. This broadcast is just really just an emergency beacon. Look out, look out, look out, look out. Here's the plan, here's the plan. And so you already know the plan. Good, go tell other people the plan. I'm finally getting the Pentagon to listen. I'm finally getting the White House to listen. I'm finally getting them to understand. And we literally have the Podesta plan, and it's being implemented, and Newsom is on TV holding up a sign saying we've launched the Western Alliance, and the offense is about to begin. And then he goes, oh, it's for migrants and health care. And now, what did I say 3 weeks ago? I said now, New York and Boston, Massachusetts, they've joined the alliance, just like the movie. And the Podesta plan, it begins with an alliance over health care and protecting migrants. Remember, this was written in 2020. And so, yeah, we're lighting the brush fires. We're you know, warning the people here. So you now have the Western states announcing they're launching the Western Alliance. Now the East Coast is joining, just like the battle plan, just like the movie. And then you have this. You have Chicago saying it's time to rise up, fight back, citizen militia forming. And this, L.A. County declares state of emergency over ICE raids, will pay rent and provide legal aid to illegal aliens. Now, they're already in California, other states giving illegal aliens $30,000 for their first mortgage that citizens don't get. Free health care, free education, because they want to incentivize them here to be good voters. And it's already happened. And for state apportionment in the House of Representatives through the census, giving them at least 13 new seats under what's happening. So this is their checkmate move. And Trump's doing what's constitutional and what must be done to save the Republic. But they're all over the news saying it's criminal, it's illegal, they're Nazis, they're Hitler. Why? I'm surprised more illegals haven't been killed with them shooting up the vehicles and, you know, attacking ICE and trying to run them over and ramming them and, you know, all the rest of it. I mean, some have been killed in the shooting up of the ICE facilities on a weekly basis. And so they're on the news. Why? When the ICE came, the dog, they don't tell you the police report that the pit bull attacks ICE, so they shoot it. And the family dog was killed by the... And the poor California man and California woman, who were legal aliens, were so sad. Or there was broken glass and it fell on the baby in the car. They don't tell you the guy's got, you know, 10 felony convictions. They just grabbed him coming out of the state jail and that he was resisting. And they never mentioned the hundreds of thousands, millions of dead Americans from fentanyl and the tens of thousands dead from illegal alien drunk drivers and tens of thousands dead from murder and rape and all the carnage and our dead reporter and all of it. No, there's never any humanizing that. It's just, oh, and then this man was, you know, out front of Home Depot and he got grabbed in front of his wife and it was so mean and people aren't going to put up with this. So we need an uprising and we need the military to turn against Trump and we need to have the Western Alliance. So now they're declaring emergencies all over the country, not just California. First they say it's, oh, sanctuary city and state alliance. Then it's, oh, for healthcare alliance. Oh, yeah, all the things Trump's doing, the blue states are coming together saying, we're going to have our own governance, our own system, and we're going to ignore you. And Podesta said, first it'll start on sanctuary city and healthcare. And that's how, we're an alliance. We don't follow what the law and in under the federal system areas the feds have the jurisdiction, like illegal aliens and healthcare policy and law. But see, it starts with, oh, it's just an alliance, and that's how Podesta says it starts in the plan, and then there's a massacre of liberal protesters, of Antifa, of illegal aliens. That's in the plan, and then in the movie. And then they give the order to the left to burn it all down. Then the military is out there getting shot at. The firemen are. Everybody else is. And then there's a real battle. And then corporate media will be, oh, my God, it's Hitler. Oh, my God. And then you'll have the big false flags on top of that. And so this is set up, ladies and gentlemen, and this is going down. Now, because we have such hyper-awareness of it, because we've been warning people so much, they're going to have a problem executing it. And now they even get it off the ground. It's like a plane kind of takes off, and then the engine goes out and crashes. I don't think they're going to get it off the ground right now because they're so exposed and so demoralized and had so many of their funds cut off, and we have so many people throughout even their own systems now and whistleblowers that they got big problems. But, or that may make them even more desperate. They may go ahead with it. The point is, even if they get this thing off the ground, it's taking off with basically no fuel. So we like taking off with a jumbo jet on fumes, and the plane gets to 1,000 feet and out goes the engines and boom, you're doing a big belly flop. So, but it's extremely dangerous and it's on. And that's why you got Democrats headlining around the country for uprisings and for forceful uprisings. And you notice the rhetoric is 5 times more vicious than it was in June. That No Kings was just a beta test. And so now they're really going into high gear. And again, No Kings is just the new name of the Islamic Black Lives Matter, Soros, Trantifa, Antifa, American Communist Party, Democrat Socialist Party, garbage. And Schumer saying, I'm keeping the government closed because I want people to be angry. And then on the other side of his mouth, he says, no, we're not shutting things down. The Republicans did it. You're Democrats in the Senate are the ones that voted to do it. It's on record. But again, that's their disdain for us, like we're so stupid. So imagine, illegal aliens are above the law and will pay for your housing and your health care and everything. L.A. County, bankrupt California, tens of billions in debt. But don't you worry, we're going to give everything free to all of you because you're so precious and you're victims of these big, mean men coming here to get you. And you've been imported here to lower the wages as a permanent underclass, to then be apportioned so Democrats get more seats in Congress and to vote illegally and to be permanent voters. And the Democrats admit that's their plan. And then we're supposed to just sit by and watch you do it. And then you make it all racial because that's what the left does. And that's where we are. And it goes on and on. Pritzker finds his place at the ramparts. Oh, up on the castle wall of the Trump resistance. Maybe you can walk upstairs. Blue states are setting up a shadow public health alliance to counter RFK Jr., the Western Alliance. California now joins it. Tim Walz signing laws so illegal aliens can vote, telling them they can vote. Remember Obama famously in 2016 told illegals, if you're here, you can vote. Ha, ha, ha. You look at Drudge Report. Chicago fights back. Oh, yes, they're fighting back. L.A. state of emergency. ICE kills family dog. Agents hunt. Walgreens. Oh, my, the best they got is a dog attacking somebody. Oh, do we hear about the dead Border Patrol and dead ICE or the ICE vehicles getting shot up so two illegals die? Oh, that got shut down real quick. Some crazy Antifa communist up on a rooftop. But, oh, we got a dog. Well, you wait till they mow down a couple hundred illegal aliens and truck bomb a black college. And then they produce the patsy. It is coming. They're certainly going to try it. It is just the final ingredient. Now, I want to get into Mondami and how this all ties in and what we can do to stop it. And then the other side of this, they're now saying that Russia is going to attack London with drones with no evidence. That's gearing up before the false flag. But I wanted to play a short report, just a reminder by the facts here. SB1, the Podesta plan, has launched a special report. I was talking to Tucker Carlson. This is very, very important. Then, coming up today, Viva Fry, Robert Barnes, Roger Stone, your calls, and more. And so many other big subjects. I haven't hit. But I needed to hit this up front because this is one of their last moves. We're winning, folks, but if we don't keep our head on the swivel and if we don't expose how bad our enemies are and what they're capable of, they can hit us with our pants down. Here's the report, and we'll be right back. Stay with us and share the live feeds.
What is the Podesta plan?
Well, when I talk about this, I get chills because in August of 2020, Breitbart wrote about it, The Daily Caller wrote about it, but the New York Times wrote about it first. And Podesta does this big Democrat Party war game.
Which Podesta? John?
John Podesta.
Former White House Chief of Staff, yep.
Absolutely. And then later the climate czar for Biden, or divvying up the climate money, stealing it. He comes out of this huge report. They publish the whole thing. And I'm reading like this, it was like 70 pages or something. And they say, if Trump wins in 2020, this is in August, months before, which they were able to steal it, so he didn't. He said, we're going to have Western states secede. We're going to have blue cities secede, but we'll start with the western states, California, Oregon, and Washington, and we'll call it over migrants and sanctuary cities and healthcare at first, which they're now doing. I'm getting chills because it's all happening. Like you go to a play and you're reading, oh, the next act is this, and you know, Romeo and Juliet, I mean, it's all right there. And they say, if he wins, we will say it's illegitimate. We will have blue states first secede and that they're going to be sanctuary cities for the illegals. Then when there's civil unrest, which they'll furnish, Trump will send the National Guard, and then there'll be a massacre of the migrants, and then we will kick off a civil war. Then all the blue cities across the country will secede. Then New York, Massachusetts, and others will secede, and we'll form what we call the Western Alliance, and we will then, the U.S. military will be with us, because they control the generals, people that think that don't think otherwise. That was Trump's big mistake. He found out. Most of them are globalists at the top, not your enlisted. They're great people. And that they would then form a military alliance if Trump didn't stand down, and they would march on D.C. And then they made a movie produced 2 years ago. They released last year called Civil War. That is the last act of the Podesta plan. That's in a 2+ year civil war race based. At the end, they go and, you know, the black female sergeant kills the Trumpian figure in the White House. And that's because evil white people are out massacring brown people across the country. So the U.S. military reconvenes under Gavin Newsom's command. And then they come in and then they take over the country. And then they re-educate all the evil right-wingers and evil white people. And then I saw Gavin Newsom on Colbert about 3 weeks ago. And he said, oh, we're forming, and they hold a map up, the Western Alliance.
Western Alliance.
The Western Alliance. Yeah. Okay.
And it's for migrants and healthcare. And we're getting ready to go on offense. And the whole crowd goes, because they're all read in on this. They all know it is the Podesta plan. They all know it's the Western Alliance. They all know it's the Western offense.
What do you call this? You call it
West Coast offense. It's a, you know, Western Alliance.
And so you have the Soros NGO funded No Kings events. We now have Schumer on Monday went on MSNBC and said, we need to have a forceful uprising. We need to have a forceful uprising.
Every American, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, moderate, people should be forcefully rising up against this, speaking out against it, and making it clear how inimical this is to what our democracy has been for, stood for, you know, more than two centuries.
This is chilling. And he said he wants to keep the shutdown going at least until next Saturday, the 18th, to get the maximum amount of anger that they can get. You have Hakeem Jeffries saying similar things. So they're not even hiding any of this anymore.
So the idea is to whip their supporters into a frenzy, basically do BLM 5 years later.
Yes, but on a much wider scale.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed up.
Is that the way to
talk? You showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexshowstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexshowstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and here, promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process of the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Legendary InfoWars studios that will be shut down, it looks like, in the next month. The state receiver is already here last week. The Supreme Court ruled against us and endorsed total tyranny. But I will continue on. The crew will continue on thanks to your support. Now, I want to finish up with the No Kings protest coming up this weekend. The left, the top Democrats, openly calling for forceful uprising, close quote. I've got even more here. More clips of them. Just want to get it on record, and then I'm going to move into everything else. But it is absolutely essential that all of you that have been on the fence and never supported the broadcast
go to thealexjonesstore.com. That is our sponsor that I don't own, so the bad guys can't get it, and it's funding the new Alex Jones Network and everything we're doing and the legal defense and all of it. And check out the over 500 designs of baseball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. The widest selection of designs, some of the very best designs out there. This is the classic InfoWars studio fundraiser hat. And it's discounted only $19.95. This is a high quality hat. These hats cost them $10 a piece. I mean, this is a really nice Richardson hat. And there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different designs there. And it's an adventure to wear one of these, and it's pure Americana. But what you really want to get is the supplements. The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, the Methylene Blue, the Spike Protein Pro Cardiovascular Super Formula Ultimate Life Force. Incredible. Unbelievable. Anything I sell you is blow your doors off good. Okay? I mean, people get our turmeric and they go, man, I take turmeric and it helps with my pain, but this works way better. What is? Because other people sell you 4% raw turmeric and it works great. This is 95% concentrate. This ain't 4%, sweetheart. It's incredible. All of it is amazing. And it funds this operation. So go there now to keep us on the air. We need funds. We're going on the offense. Civil suits are already filed. More's coming. We're not stopping. They've done a lot of bad things, and they're about to have serious issues. And as long as you back us, we will stay on the air to give critical intel against the globalists continually. So the relaunch Alex Jones broadcast super sale fundraiser is live. The Supreme Court is allowing the deep state to shut down InfoWars immediately. We are prepared to launch our counteroffensive in the information war, but need your help to ensure victory. That's why we're offering 25% off store-wide on top of all the discounts in this imperative fundraiser super sale. Plus, every order on the AlexJonesStore.com gets a free InfoWars hat today only. I probably should have said that up front. Wow. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of one-day-only sales. So every order on the Alex Jones store today gets a free InfoWars hat today only. The information war is reaching its climax, and I am calling on all supporters and listeners to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and purchase as many Alex Jones war bonds as you can. Each war bond is $100. Nice little memento piece of art. It has a code on it that gives you $110 in the store, and it's mailed to you. This is an authentic war bond and a great collectible certificate that you can show your children and your grandchildren when they ask you if you fought in the information war. And the people funding wars are just as important as those on the front lines. These are the moments that test our conviction. Every dollar that you spend at thealexjonesstore.com is a counterstrike against every evil assault we face, not just as InfoWars, but as Americans. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com and get 25% off store-wide and claim your free hat. Get as many Alex Jones war bonds as you can. The time to act is now. And I salute you, and I thank you for your support. And I know we've survived so much and we've been through so much. People are like, oh, God's going to come through. And I pray something like that happens. I mean, God already came through and another undercover sting looking into pervs in D.C., you know, called an FBI, CIA operative admitting that, yeah, Obama tried to put him in jail. We did a dragnet for many years, couldn't find anything. So we made up the Sandy Hook thing he didn't do. We went and created the lawsuits. And then the FBI testified on the stand it was true. And then we caught him funding all the suits and everything. I mean, God just keeps coming through with all the evidence. But then Trump's deputy AG killed the investigation. Todd Blanch. So God comes through for us, but he acts through humans. And it's okay. Because in the court of public opinion, they're completely convicted. I get 99% support at the airport, in liberal cities, in the downtowns. I get, I'll shake 300 hands before I get an F you, Alex Jones. I mean, you see me do live feeds. I did live feeds in the airport. It's just like every other person shaking my hand, black, white, female, old, young, Hispanic. And, you know, then one person walks by and says, F you. They've lost, ladies and gentlemen, but they think if they can target the leadership of the resistance and punish us, we'll all give up, so we'll be leaderless. Not happening. But the variable to keep us on air is you. You have to understand you're critical to this. Plus, these are great products. Take action now. Get up to the plate. Step into the fight. Defend yourself and your family. It is a honor to be able to support those that are defending our collective rights and future and our children. And I appreciate everybody sharing the articles and videos. I appreciate you sharing the live feeds. If you don't have a pot to piss out of, that's fine. Just share the live feed from Alex Jones right now and the Rumble feed to your email, your text message list, everybody else you know, and tell them to share it, because that is key to all this. That creates the chain reaction. All right. I want to walk through the rest of the Civil War plan that I cannot believe is the official Democrat Party plan since August 2020. They said they implemented it 10 months ago when Trump was getting in. You played the clips many times. And now they're following the rollout exactly like the plan and the movie. And they say it's their plan. And we have their plan. So if some of you are sick of hearing me talk about it, well, I'm sorry. I got so many incredible clips, so much amazing news, and we'll get to it. But this is happening. And when you turn on the news and a truck bomb blows up a sports stadium, say at a black college football game, and kills, you know, 1,000 black people, and there's footage of babies blown up with their arms and legs blown off, like we saw outside Oklahoma City, it's going to be real bad. And if we don't get out ahead of this, people are going to buy it. So, or you're going to be driving home from work and hear, oh, did you hear about the mass shooting in Chicago or Denver or Austin or L.A.? And you're going to hear 300 shot, 100 and something dead. Trump supporter opens fire with automatic weapons. The man in a MAGA hat was shot and killed by police, something like that. So the fuse is lit on this thing. I'm sitting there trying to put it out with enough attention on it. That's how you do it. But it's about to go right into the pile of dynamite. And there's not much time. It's going. And I've been sitting here in the last year going, look at it. They lit it. It's their plan. This is more. And now the fuse is about an inch long. And I'm watching it go. Boom. And then we're in a whole nother ball game, boys and girls. And the globalists always produce these plans, war games, then make movies about what they're going to do. And it's for their own constituents to feel powerful and know they're all part of it. That's why we caught all these videos of Democrats at demonstrations going, you just wait till you mow a bunch of us down. That's when it all goes down. And then the Civil War starts. We're going to kill all of you. They're read in, folks. That's why you heard on Colbert with the Governor Newsom, Patrick Bateman. He's like, yeah, we've launched the Western Alliance, some Western offense. And he goes, woo, yeah. And Colbert's like, ha, ha. Because, you know, he's best buddies with Podesta. They hang out, vacation together. Oh, they got a plan, don't they? Woo, boy. Real funny. Couple American psychos up there. And remember the UN and Hotez and Fauci saying we got to round up the anti-vaxxers. We got to have martial law next time there's a pandemic. And now Fauci says there's about to be a new pandemic. And they're going to have to lock things down during it. So they're going to have that piggybacked in. And that's also part of the Western Alliance, is their own database, their own systems that they're not going to follow whatever Trump says to do. so they can bare minimum just lock down all the major cities. They control all the major cities and the most, some of the most populous states. So it's got that COVID or some new virus 2.0, which the UN and the globalists have said they would use disease X's for domestic control if there was ever uprisings against the globalists. The EU, it's been leaked a decade ago that there was ever an uprising or countries pulling out of the EU. Yeah, look at the faces. That's demonic possession right there. Colbert. And when he gets with Podesta, they, in videos, they always make these faces together. And just so people that don't know about Satanism, I do, that's demon, put it up. That's the face you see when you're strapped down on an altar and somebody comes in with a dagger to start slicing you up, just so you know. That is the Joker. And if you look at the full photo, most of them are making that face, and they do it in a lot of them. That's Jack Nicholson out right there. That's El Diablo. By his best buddies with Obama. These people are Satan worshipers. 110%. And I know most of you never run into this, so you don't understand it. I have run into it. And that's a whole other long story I've told before. But if you ever got lured into a satanic ceremony or anything, most people got hoods over their heads, but the high priest and the other people don't, and that's the faces they're making right there. I mean that's it, so you know. That's like in the remake of The Twilight Zone in the 80s, where he picks up the hitchhiker. He says, you want to see something really scary? Want to see something really scary? I mean, you know, that's what it is. It's just, you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what you're dealing with. Pull up Brian Stelter demoning out. Pull up Brian Stelter doing it. You know, Jack Nicholson made hundreds of millions of dollars because he can make that face. Ugh. That's what you're dealing with, and that ain't a human right there. The lights are on, but no human is home. That is a interdimensional gremlin. Yeah, the Martians don't come in tin can flying saucers, folks. They come interdimensionally. Yeah, there you go. Not a very nice creature. Yes, John Podesta, we will have the 7, 8, and 9-year-old delivered for your entertainment and pleasure to the hot tub in the wooded area. No one else will be there for your entertainment. They're well-trained children, but remember, they're still children, but they will follow your directives. So liberal. Mm-hmm. It's also in there about, oh, another little smiley face. He's not, you know, fully pumping it out. He knows how to control himself a little better. Can you imagine when Newsom turns on the full demon? That's a scary face right there, and we all archetypally see it and know it because in your DNA you know. Newsom can't even get the look off his face, but it's just a shadow of what's there behind the scenes. I'll give you an example. You ever seen that 80s movie Fright Night? When the guy, the vampire, turns fully into the vampire, what looks like that? Yeah. It gets a lot worse than just what they're flashing to you. And I'm just spending some time on this. You know why they're so evil? Why are they so bad? Because they're demon-possessed. So that's what we're dealing with. Yeah, no, that's not the head vampire. You gotta get the head vampire transforming. You want to get the look I'm talking about. But it's just get him off the screen. I can't look at these things anymore. So, excuse me. Now, getting back to where we were. Fauci has crawled out from under his rock. Hadn't really been seen in a year to say, oh, the new pandemic is coming. You will learn. Oh, yes. So is Bill Gates. And so how'd they deal with Trump the first time? Release a new virus. that was novel, that did make people sick, that was man-made, so it freaked out everybody. Then they have the shot that actually triggers, you know, 100 times worse, the destruction of people's bodies and immune systems. And so you got Hotez and the rest of them saying Trump will be challenged by a new pandemic, and we need to round up and arrest the people that aren't for the new lockdowns or forced injections because they're terrorists. And I'll show you again when they said that. So it's not just blow up a black college or black football game. It's not just shoot up an illegal alien demonstration or a No Kings event. It's also release a new virus. And, I mean, look at these guys. I mean, Hotez is like a Renfield demon. I mean, there's different ones. You learn how they are. That's a.
Oh, please, master, may I have some rats? Some rats. I want a child, master.
And you got little Dracula boss right over here to the side. But I mean, these are ultra evil people. That's what Fauci's name means in Italian, Grim Reaper. Or the sickle. So they're getting ready to make this move. And they got cyber attacks they can launch too and blame it on the Russians, and that's coming up. The British government says, oh, the Russians are about to hit us with drones in London. Told you that was coming. Oh, they're going to hit European cities. Oh, the Russians have Spetsnaz in all the cities, and they're getting ready to do mass casualty events, truck bombs, mass shootings, and drones. Imagine a group backed by the Russians hit 10 Downing Street with high explosive drones. We go into full nuclear war. The Russians don't want to go to war with the world. They want NATO off their porch. But that's all the other big thing we're dealing with. So we've entered the house, the time, the zone of the false flag. Because the globalists are losing on every front, and now this is the only move they've got left. Here's Fauci just a few days ago. A new pandemic is coming. Watch.
And then there's the transformative, if I might use that word, experience that we've all had now. In year five of COVID. So the thought that we won't have another pandemic, I think is naive at best and just not completely unrealistic at worst. So to rephrase your question, I'm convinced that there will be another pandemic. And that's the reason why we have to be perpetually prepared to prevent the terrible impact of a pandemic.
So the translated, give us all the power and we'll protect you. Now here's Hotez. California announces coalition of governors forming new alliance to protect public health from political interference and say they're going to do lockdowns. They're going to do force injections. They're just going to ignore that. That's called secession. And then remember what he said. Vaccine scientist warns anti-science conspiracies. This is the guy that said it was 100% safe and effective, have become a deadly organized movement, and the head of the UN program says we need to all be arrested. He says this too. So that's what Hotez is pushing. Anti-vax activism, which I actually call anti-science aggression, it's aggression, not letting input stuff in your body, has now become a major killing force globally and needs to be outlawed. You know, and that's what Newsom says. There's all this disinfo and all these groups, and we're not going to let people in our Western alliance be part of that. See how it works? See how it works? L.A. County declares state of emergency over ICE raids, will pay rent and provide legal aid. Los Angeles County has declared a state of emergency over ongoing ICE raids and is going to pay for illegal aliens' rent and will provide rent relief for tenants who have fallen behind as a result of the enforcement actions targeting people living in the United States illegally. And they're going to pay for their legal and more with taxpayer money. Pritzker finds his place at the ramparts. That means up at the top of the castle in the war with Trump and the resistance. Blue states are setting up a shadow public health alliance to counter Trump and RFK Jr., giving all illegals driver's licenses and telling them to vote. ISIS cracking down in Chicago. Some Chicagoans are fighting back. Oh, with militia patrols. Everyone's welcome in the businesses, but ICE. Federal judge orders ICE to take down security fence at Broadview, Illinois facility. You can't even have walls around your own facility. Starting to figure it out. They're making their move. They capture the blue cities through election fraud, and they don't want to give it up. Now, I want to play a clip here dealing with Antifa. I got a whole bunch of clips on Antifa I want to be getting to. Let's play Mike Benz clip 19 dealing with cutting off the funding, and he's absolutely right. And now we have the Treasury Secretary saying the same thing. They're now actually taking action. Here it is.
Is USAID doing any of this stuff in America?
It's all supposed to be foreign. What they'll do is they'll fund an organization to do global work, but then it also does domestic work. Like, for example, take something like the Tide Center, which is this big international NGO. It's closely associated with George Soros. So the Tide Center operates domestically with these Soros prosecutors and BLM and all these different groups, Antifa-related groups, climate-related groups, all these groups that do like street paramilitary action, but they get all this money from USAID. I think they got $27 million worth of grants. Of that, like $22 million were for grants to, quote, secure concrete commitments from foreign governments on civil society matters. They're basically being paid as an intermediary for the U.S. government to do shadow diplomacy on behalf of the U.S. government. So that's like funding their coffers. That allows them to essentially hire people, have institutional clout, have these giant network connections, and then they can leverage that in an in-kind way when it comes to all their little housed domestic products.
I'm going to have the Treasury Secretary clip when we come back. Then we're going to go to our special guest to cover the waterfront, not just the attacks on InfoWars, Viva Fry. But we're not funded by the NGOs. We're not funded by USA. We're not funded by George Soros and your taxpayer money. The left takes your money and gives it to illegal aliens, gives it to the criminal groups, all of it, as you just saw. We're here just free will. Hey, we got new limited edition ball caps. We got incredible supplements. We need help. We're fighting. We're not giving up. We're staying on air, even if they shut down InfoWars, which it looks like is a done deal here very soon. I mean, you wake up tomorrow and we're gone. You'll find out where we're at on X, all the places, the new news sites, all the stuff we're going to be announcing and launching. It's already ready. But I need your support at theyellowshowstore.com. Huge store-wide, 25% off the top, and a free hat with every order, no matter how small. One day only, free hat, 25% off right now, store-wide. Relaunch Alex Jones Super Sale Fundraiser right now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Victory, but these are long wars of attrition, and it takes absolute commitment and perseverance, which is empowering and a great thing. It's a lot better than being a slave. Here is Treasury Secretary Bessent talking about targeting Antifa and their funds for their criminal activities and going all the way up the chain of command to the top globalists. This is the way you do it, and it's actually happening. They've been declared domestic and international terrorists.
I want to play a clip here that's really important. Because you're working on a very important piece of this, and I wish we had more time for this, so let's just get right into it. 136.
Let me tell you something I'd not share with anybody, but the last message that Charlie Kirk gave to me before he joined his creator in heaven was he said that we have to dismantle and take on the radical left organizations in this country that are fomenting violence. That was the last message that he sent me before that assassin stole him from all of us.
So that is a powerful clip. Stephen Miller said something similar when JD hosted our the show on the Monday after he was assassinated. And Treasury, I come to find out, coming to D.C., that Treasury has taken an active role in an aspect of this dismantling of the financial networks that are supporting some of these radical left violent groups. Share with what you can. I know it's an ongoing process.
So it's an ongoing process, and I will tell you that after 9/11, Treasury became the driving force behind tracking down the networks of terrorist organizations, how they were financed, how could this have happened on U.S. soil with these international terrorist organizations? Where did the money come from? Who were the ultimate funders? And that was on the international side. And Andrew, I will tell you that Charlie's death is like a domestic 9/11, that we are going to find. It has alerted us to what Charlie knew, that these organizations are working within our borders. And look, we believe people have a right to free speech. They have a right to organize. They have a right to protest, but they have to do it peacefully. They cannot embrace violence, and we have seen it. We've seen it since the terrible day 2 years ago, the anti-Semitism and the bias that came out after October 7th, 2023. And many of these organizations have been financed by nonprofits. And it's going to stop. And we are going to, as they always say, follow the money. When you see these groups where all the signs match, they have hundreds of the same umbrellas that they're using, you know, after they cause the mayhem, they have the same lasers that they're using to blind our police force. How are they constructed? Because this takes a lot of money, it takes a lot of organization, and we are going to do that. We have started to compile lists, put together networks, and there's a long record here, and we don't know how much of the support's coming in from overseas. We don't know how much being supported by U.S. nonprofits, C3s that give money to C4s, but this is mission critical for us now. Just as after 9/11 and Osama bin Laden, the ultimate culprit, was captured, we are operationalizing this here at Treasury. And we are going to track down who is responsible for this. So Charlie's death has set this off, and we're determined not only to honor him, but to keep our country safe and to ensure freedom of speech on both sides. That we can't, You know, as conservatives, we can't be afraid to go out and speak. You know, I know people are canceling speeches. They're having to bring down the size of the rallies. President Trump was millimeters away from death, and he was not deterred.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Even if this didn't happen to me, if this ruling happened yesterday to somebody else with the same ruling, I would be talking about it a lot. And I'm not going to spend the whole hour with Viva Fry, really smart lawyer, talk show host, journalist, patriot, good friend of mine. I've been wanting to get him on for a few weeks about all the other issues he sees and, you know, the left and Antifa and the buildup to violence and the Ukraine war that is entered the phase of NATO hyping, that Russia is going to sneak attack with drones and terrorists and Spetsnaz troops on the streets of London. The British government is saying prepare for Russian kamikaze drones to swarm Britain's skies. I mean, come on, people. This is what you do right before you false flag. And the Russians have been warning of that because they've won the war conventionally. NATO started it. And I want this war to stop for everybody. And now Trump says, oh, I think I'm going to send cruise missiles. And we'll give you Russia's response to that. This is insane. Now, the media will be, Jones turns on Trump. No, I support 95% of it. But it is kind of a deal killer if Trump starts a nuclear war. And this is not, you know, art of the deal. Well, they're not giving up. Well, NATO and Ukraine aren't making the deal. And now Trump's like, oh, you get all the land back and maybe more. So I want to look at that. I want to look at the indictments and more coming and the other criminal investigations that are going on that has spurred Schumer to say we need a forceful uprising, close quote, because of Letitia James being indicted. I told you when these indictments started, and I told you it'd be Comey and then James and then down, that they would escalate the calls for violence out of desperation when that happened. And now you've got blue states saying, we're going to pay illegal aliens legal fees, pay for their houses, we're forming a Western alliance, an offense, we're basically seceding, which is the Podesta plan. And in the Podesta plan, they slow roll it out like this. But they're getting you used to the secession. So with all that going on, you know, Viva Fry's been a practicing lawyer, so he can speak to this in a more eloquent way than I can, but it's very simple. You're supposed to default people in civil issues if somebody owns a bank and they run to another country with $50 million and they won't show up. You still got to go before, have a jury on the damages, you know, show what was happening so you can then seize whatever property they had in the U.S. to try to pay people, you know, back that were invested in the bank. That's an example. Even Harrison Smith asked ChatGPT, and ChatGPT got it right, but only part of what was right. Yes, we were defaulted because they said, give us your marketing material from your sponsors on how you made money off Sandy Hook. So they say I make billions of dollars, literally, never had more than $10 million in the bank myself. Yeah, we've sold $10 million of water filters in a year. We only make 30% on them. I mean, it's this, gross sales, $50 million. Yeah, we made $20 million and then had to pay the crew and pay all the stuff. You know, I mean, it's crazy. So they get up with this false narrative, whatever they put in filings, and then the judges say, you must give us the Google Analytics. We rarely use Google Analytics. Had nothing to do with that. I don't sit here with news I cover and couple it with what I'm selling. You're regular listeners, your viewers. I came out, I covered news last hour, and then I said, here's our great sale, 25% off store-wide, a free hat with every order, fundraiser. It had nothing to do with the topics of the Democrats accelerating a violent uprising last hour. Nothing. It has no... But they sued me under unfair trade practices as if I was involved in fraud. Not even really defamation. And then they just kept saying, give us the marketing material. I mean, I personally never went on Google Analytics. Some of the writers would want to see how many clicks they got, so they would look at it. That's all they had was like a Don Salazar looking at how many, you know, some article he wrote. That was it. I've never walked in there to the writers and said, write this story to promote this product. Never. It's all completely transparent. I've been on talk radio for 30 years. Well, Access TV 31, talk radio 30. I'm just talk radio. I get clips. I get articles. I get guests. I didn't talk to Viva Fry before he came on. We told him some of the topics in the text messages we wanted to talk about. I mean, it's not like, and let's talk about the marketing we're going to do. I mean, it's absolutely insane. We don't even really have sponsors. We have like a gold sponsor. And I'll see that gold's up or silver's up or some big move happened, and I'll text Kirk and say, hey, Kirk Elliott, when can you come on the next few days to talk about the market? That's the extent of the planning. So this is talk radio on TV, folks. But they said, no, it's all scripted. I think when they sued me, they would ask, who goes your talking points? Who fills your teleprompter? Who funds you? I'm like, a shopping cart? They sued my dad in deposing probably 10 times. And they would always ask, who gives Alex the orders? And my dad would say, well, I'm just on the supplement side. I mean, it's all in his head. Alex just comes in and a bunch of articles and news, and then the crew just sits there and, you know, they give him ideas and stuff, and they go, So I was defaulted for not giving them made up evidence that didn't exist. And my lawyers are like, the judge is going to default you if you don't give them something. And I said, all we have is the sales sheets we do that I write or Chase writes now. And it just says what the sale is. Here it is. So we gave them years of these. And the judge went, you have tried to deceive me. You know the talking points for Viva Fry are today? Here it is. It's his bio and his website. See? Ooh, the premeditation here. Look at it. Oh, my God, so premeditated. I'm going to stop because I want our guests to speak, but... The other thing they defaulted us for was the foundation suing us and that the DOJ was funding was working with Hillary Clinton. The woman in the deposition said, yeah, no, Hillary Clinton's involved. And so my lawyer said, well, we're going to try to depose Hillary Clinton. The judge went, that's it. You're totally defaulted. You can't talk to Hillary Clinton. So that's all this is. Meanwhile, you should have given them the evidence, you filthy dog. Then I'm found guilty. They have show trials on how guilty I am. And notice, federal judge, Mike Lindell, suing him for questioning electronic voting machines. The judge says, you cannot hack machines. No evidence. Of course, all of them are hackable. And I find you guilty, $1.5 billion. But now we're going to have a jury decide that if you did it with malice, even more. And then they said, remember with me, they said, $1.5 billion is not enough. We want $2.75 $5 trillion. All right, I'm going to go to Viva here. I don't want to spend all day on this. We only got 45 minutes with them. I apologize for going in late. But this is a big deal for everybody because they said when they got the default 3 years ago, they said, we're now going to do this to everybody, including Tucker Carlson, and they've done it to MyPillow. They've done it to Rudolph Giuliani. This is their new thing. And then you have the Justice Department running it, admitting it with the documents on the stand, undercover and in documents, and the deputy head of the DOJ comes out and kills an investigation Ed Martin had it going into it when this is the most cut and dry weaponization ever. So, yeah. It's a big deal to have a Supreme Court because it went past the first two layers of lawyers. They thought it was important enough. 95% get kicked out in the first two layers. It went to the Supreme Court. They sat down and looked at it and said, no comment, rejected. And then, isn't it funny, just a few weeks ago, Mike Lindell, $1.5 million, a judge found him guilty. No more juries. No more Magna Carta, folks. All right, I'm going to shut up. Viva Fry joins us. The Viva Fry Show, F-R-E-I, vivabarnes.locals.com. Love them to death. Thank you so much for being here. Let's spend some time on this, and then I want to shift gears and everything else that's happening. Thanks for being here.
Well, no, my pleasure. Listening to you explain it again, it's insanity. And people really have to understand this. And I highlighted it yesterday with Harrison, like defaulting into liability. Hypothetically, let's just say they sued you for 10 years. A hypothetical example where someone's suing someone for 10 years of salary. And they say the defendant was so bad they defaulted him into a liability finding, so they give the judgment over to the plaintiff. But if the plaintiff had showed the contract, it would have only been for a year of salary. Let's just say that. They basically gave a lottery ticket to the plaintiffs because they did not allow them or require them to even prove the elements of their case. Going into your profits, Alex, is only relevant if you've been found liable for defamation in the first place. So to default you into a liability finding because you didn't provide evidence, which doesn't exist, of profits that you didn't make, when they didn't even prove the intentional infliction of emotional distress or defamation in the first place, so they default you into liability and just hand over a judgment where they didn't have to prove actual malice, they didn't have to prove issues of statute of limitations, they didn't have to prove their case, and then the only trial you have, trial, put it in quotes, is on the quantum, which is insane. I wanted to refresh my memory, because I think, the survivors of the Armenian genocide were asking for $3 billion by way of reparations. So they think your words, the few words that you spoke over a decade that amounted to a 16-minute montage is worth half of what the survivors of the Armenian genocide were seeking by way of reparations. That's how insane it is. And it is extremely disappointing that the Supreme Court apparently is not taking it up. And I don't know, does it just end there now? Is this injustice ratified where defendants are defaulted into liability findings, plaintiffs are absolved of the obligation to prove their case, and they did, as you astutely observed, do this with other players afterwards, Lindell, denying people of their defenses, Giuliani, Bannon, Navarro, Trump. And the MO has now gone from being the extraordinary, one-off with Alex Jones to being the new modus operandi with politically disfavored opponents. And the Supreme Court says, well, everyone hates Alex Jones, so nobody's going to give us a hard time for not taking this particular case up. Well, the standard's been set for everybody, and it's already been done right up to the highest levels of office, including the president of these United States of America.
Well, that's exactly what's happening, and you do have these older people, I've noticed, these judges who are in their own bubble. They don't understand the world's moved on. The court of public opinion, almost no one buys this. That's why they had to turn off the YouTube comments that millions were watching in the Texas show trial and the Connecticut show trial that over 4 years of lawsuits, they all coordinated, both of them back to back in 2 months right before the midterms. And when 99% of the comments were against them, they turned the comments off because people could see it was totally rigged and wasn't real. So this is so dangerous. And now they're just doing it everywhere. And so Trump and his administration really need to do something about this. And I don't know why Todd Blanche, killed an investigation into this because it's so cut and dry. But I guess he's protecting his own agency because they ran the attack.
I don't want to rail too hard against Todd Blanche, but there's been a number of areas where some players of the Trump administration have been seemingly running contrary to certain promises of Trump himself. But set that aside, I mean, that there has to be some sort of congressional or legislative remedy to this. But the only problem is there was already legislative and judicial protections in the first place. Sullivan versus the New York Times requiring actual malice to be proved when it comes to media outlets. And then they say, well, you're not a media outlet. You have statute of limitations for these issues of defamation. They bypassed all of it by not just defaulting you from defending, but defaulting them into a judgment, which is, it's unheard of. And people need to understand this. People were outraged at the trial that they thought they were watching in Texas with that judge. I forget her name now. And not even appreciating. They're like, they're not even proving their case, let alone damages. And I'm like, well, they don't need to prove their case because they were defaulted into their victory on the case. And now they've had a hand-selected jury pool who are not going to be against issuing a ridiculous judgment. And you have a show trial on the quantum
only.
Well,
it's worse than that. You know, I got lawyers. Ben Brooks and Shelby Jordan, my other lawyers were great, but these guys are workhorses. They actually went and got the whole record. We paid for it, went through it all, went through all the evidence, and they went, oh, my God. They would find the quotes they said, and they'd chop down like 2 seconds and leave off. I believe kids died. People are saying it's synthetic, didn't happen. How incredibly, and it was all given to the Supreme Court with the video links and showing that what they said I said wasn't said, but the judges would read pleadings into the record or news articles as if they were findings. So I didn't even do the things they said I did, which were protected if I did them. So you have to understand, my lawyers were stunned, and they showed it to top law professors, you name it. They said, this is unbelievable. They showed the clips to other law professors. They went, oh, my God, where I would say, no, I believe kids died, but these people are saying they didn't. They believe it's totally synthetic. They would cut that out, show that, and then put it in a filing, and then the judge would say that was that. And then we weren't even allowed to put on evidence, which we tried to do, showing that it was incorrect. And the judge said, no, you're already guilty.
Alex, you couldn't say that you were innocent. You couldn't mention that you had apologized and retracted. You couldn't mention that you couldn't assert innocence. And you have these basically manufactured judicial findings. First of all, even if you had said what they said you said to the extent they purport you said it, so now suggesting that, certain things are false flags for whatever that means, because that term has never been defined, is going to be tantamount to lawsuits in the orders of billions of dollars. So everybody suggesting that Trump wasn't actually shot in Butler, $1 billion judgments. Everybody suggesting that Charlie Kirk, whatever crazy theories they have about that, $1 billion judgment. I mean, issue is...
there are big talk show hosts saying Charlie didn't die, which I believe he did die. You can't fake that. I mean, that was real, the spine being severed. The point is that they have a right to say the moon's made of cheese if they want. Exactly.
And not just that, you have these judges, and people need to go back to Judge Kaplan in the E. Jean Carroll case, where even when they don't get the findings they want from the jury, after a trial in front of a jury, which at least Trump had, the judge then goes on to manufacture literal rape, where the jury verdict form in the Kaplan E. Jean Carroll case, the jury said, no, Trump did not rape E. Jean Carroll. And then the judge comes out and says, nah, close enough. What he's alleged to have done in terms of, battery or assault, it's digital rape, he calls it. So he's an adjudicated rapist, and then the media runs with that.
And remember, Trump couldn't say he was innocent. That's what he was found liable for. Can't say you're innocent?
Yeah, Alex, I mean, and then nobody's up in arms about this. But how do you think we got there? It's like, it happens very slowly. Then all at once, when they have a judge, an activist judge, literally manufacturing a verdict that didn't occur of rape so that the media can then come out and call Trump an adjudicated rapist. It's, I don't even know that you were the first person. They've probably been doing this on people throughout the history of the judicial system.
Absolutely. But it gets worse. Under Texas and Connecticut law, you have to, in defamation, say the name of someone. I said the name of one person that sued me.
Alex, people understand that the FBI agent who didn't, and not to say he didn't suffer trauma that day, I'm sure he did. He didn't suffer the loss of a loved one, which you acknowledge, by the way, despite what everyone says. $90 million in damages to an FBI agent because people online were suggesting he was a crisis actor, putting it in quotes, and wearing a uniform.
By the way, I never saw that coverage. I didn't create the coverage. We asked him on the stand, Alex Jones ever say her name? And it was crew, no. Well, what happened to you? Well, somebody called my office wants to see if I was real. And then it was a local reporter I talked to later.
No, but Alex, appreciate that. You never said his name, but by that point, when people are discovering that was the absence of evidence in the case, you had already been liability defaulted into liability. It's I share the anecdote in my practice of law, which I'm no longer, I relinquished my license up in Quebec because I don't ever want to practice again because this is enough to deter people from practicing. You know, one case where a defendant was defaulted into not defending, but the plaintiffs still have to build their case and make their case because they might not have the evidence for their case, or they might have all the evidence in the world, but it's just time barred. And then they have to prove why it's not time barred or why they circumvent statute of limitations. None of that in this case. It was just, here's a blank check lottery ticket. Now let's go hand select your jury to come up with the $1.5 billion.
Well, we would ask you, we would say, so who came to harass you? I don't know. Did you see him? No. Well, I heard about it from a neighbor. Well, who are they? I don't know. I can't say. Well, so people pee on the graves? I heard that. Who told you? I don't know. It's all just made up. And they can just, get up there much. I'd never even been to Connecticut. I for a couple of years, I never even said that it didn't happen. It became a big internet thing that didn't happen. So I did a few interviews. This is why Elon Musk put me back on X. We explained to him that I was banned for all this other stuff that I didn't do. And he went to the logs and saw it all and noticed I never said anything. He could see every tweet I ever did. He searched it and looked at it. And he said, oh, my God, there were like five tweets in these years about Sandy Hook, and all of them said it was real. He talked about an interview with me, and like a two-plus-hour interview we did, brought me right back on X. He was like, this is incredible. He found it was the same PR firm and law firm suing him that were doing all this. He was just blown away because he was told I was taken off the internet because Sandy Hook. My name was never associated with Sandy Hook until Hillary Clinton in 2016 attacked me and brought out this narrative. And then they, for 2 years, they do fundraising and raise hundreds of millions of dollars through the Sandy Hook foundations of the minority of the parents that, you do go out and fundraise off, off the tragedy. And that's when the narrative, and people are like, why are you talking about Sandy Hook? Why are you making money off of it? I wasn't. They were making money saying I was making money and that I was sending people to do things to them and none of it ever happened. I mean, this is pure victimology. It's so dastardly to,
we've lived through it, and those who paid attention know how bad it was. And it credit to Elon Musk, because I do remember him saying, I'm not bringing back Alex Jones, when you exploit the death of children, and it's something that's close to me. And he realized, A, that's not what you were yeeted from X for in the first place, and B, it's not what you did in the first place. And whether or not you said things that were wrong.
Well, let's explain. Everything you do on X or Twitter before, for the managers, it's everything you ever did was there. So he said, and two people that I talked to, more, he said, no, he went, Elon Musk is a very busy guy, went and spent an hour. He said he double checked it. There was like four posts and it all said it happened.
Yeah, Alex,
but
I remember.
My point is, when he saw that, he was like, oh my God, this is like, it's crazy.
What's crazy is also that they will stifle any legitimate, but let's just say they've missed, characterize what you did in fact say. You said some things which were, false. Okay, fine. When you're on air, for a decade and you do not entertain, but rather discuss prevailing theories, because I remember the theory was going around then. It's still going around now. I still get emails from people saying Sandy Hook never even happened. I'm like, okay, let's agree to disagree on that because I'm not entertaining that discussion with you. But, the mere idea now of countering or negating official narratives, The true false flag of Sandy Hook might very well have been the absence of the administration to take proper protocols to protect the kids from that type of incident in the first place. It might have been, the identity of the shooter himself and what political leanings he might have had. It might have been a number of other things where the event occurred and not many rational people, I think, denied that.
Well, exactly. And now there's such a loss of credibility in the system. No one believes anything anymore.
We're seeing it right now with the Charlie Kirk theories going around, and everybody who thinks that this can't come to them for the theories that some people are floating about Charlie Kirk assassination, you're all now
Talk about that. I mean, people say, like, the security guard shoots him, he's got a phone under his arm. Hey, people are cut and dry. Here's the killer. I never did anything even approaching that. We'll be right back with Viva Fry.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut? Because you showed up.
Is that the way to
call? You showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexshowstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexshowstore.com for the best supplements, wide selection of Patriot apparel, and gear. Promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexshowstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
I don't want to finish up on the subject of InfoWars and the First Amendment, which if I was covering this happening to somebody else, I wouldn't believe it. I mean, they just did it to Mike Lindell. I already covered that yesterday. I got all the articles. Judge finds him guilty. $1.5 billion. The interest I owe them is $400 million right now, so it's almost at $2 billion. Though the Supreme Court of Connecticut reduced it by $300 million, so I guess it's at about $4.7 billion. It's meant to scare people, and folks ask, well, what's going to happen next? I have a non-dischargeable debt, even though the bankruptcy law is set up to not do that, even though America was founded to get rid of debtor prisons. They lied to the federal court and said it was non-dischargeable. At that point, it wasn't. They got that through. Judge Lopez washed his hands and like Pontius Pilate and literally, you know, sent me off to be crucified. That's fine. The good news is I'm not a high roller. And and with Texas laws and things, I can have a house, a car, whatever, you know, sponsors, all the rest of it. I'll be able to travel, you know, working and covering things. I'll be an employee. I'll be the news director of the Alex Jones Network. They're going to attack that, but it's all 100% real companies, real money, real people, not me. And then they'll just run into a brick wall and they'll depose me all the time and harass my family and everything. And that's fine. I know you're scum. I know you're globalist. And so, quite frankly, this morning when I was doing my sixth set of deadlifts, six reps with a heavy poundage, you know, I was just thinking about how you want to crush me when I did 500 sit-ups 2 days ago on top of the hour-long workout. I was doing them for you because you want to take me down. You want me to be weak? So that's the opposite. You're going to get my full force resistance because I know we're critical in this fight. We got people counting on us to stand up to the tyrants. But in closing, I want to shift gears here with you, Viva. This is so oppressive and so draconian and so un-American. And like you have similar laws in Canada. It's all out of British common law. This really overturns the Magna Carta that's 1,000 years old. You're supposed to get a jury trial. I mean, they finally came to the king and said, we're going to have juries, dude. You're not all powerful or we're going to, you know, cut your head off. So, and the UK is getting rid of, you know, jury trials to a great extent. This is a real crisis. And they want to set precedent, they've said, with my name demonized, believing that a bunch of insulated judges that still are in the corporate bubble think, well, Alex Jones is so demonized, we're not going to defend him. What needs to be done about this? I mean, this is a big deal. People need to put pressure on the Trump administration, not just for us, folks, but for everybody, because this is happening.
I'd say interesting point, actually, just not to ignore. This is the way for corrupt judges to bypass jury trials. It's as if it wasn't already easy enough to stack a jury to take these cases in jurisdictions where you can, you know, make predictive guesses as to how a jury is going to lean. This is how judges now have found the method to just bypass jury trials altogether. We've seen them do it in defamation cases, but now it's like, all right, well, we don't need a jury because there's a default judgment. Lindell, Giuliani, etc. People do need to get mildly outraged about this, and the Trump administration needs to get involved in this, because I do wonder whether or not there's anything for Harmeet Dhillon to potentially look into when we're talking about effectively constitutional violations, that, you know, unreasonable fines. I mean, it's just, you know, we say like, oh, it's a new standard, it's inflation. This is not just unheard of, it's untethered from reality, that you can just issue these orders of hundreds of millions of dollars in damages, punitive damages, $90 million.
Wasn't the OxyContin settlement that killed hundreds of thousands of people around this number?
Yeah, I think it was less. I remember Rogan was talking about that, and I think it was less, but even if it's the same, and even if it's within the same ballpark, it's untethered from reality. And like you say, this is a way of creating an indentured servant for the rest of your life, and I'm reading some replies on Twitter where people are like, yeah, that's what you deserve, that's what you get. People with no principles don't object when injustices are carried out on their political adversaries, and then they cry that nobody's defending them when they come to their front door, because they will. This is not about only the Alex Joneses. This is a right about now about making sure everybody bites their tongue when challenging official government narratives, because you might get sued, you might get the FBI, or maybe not this FBI, but maybe another FBI.
It's like total. It's a total chilling effect. So moving in now to the other law areas, I told everybody it'd be Comey and then James. And it wasn't just sources, but it was a lot of information. Now it's looking like John Bolton and Jack Smith are next, from all the intel I've got. This is now where the Democrats openly call for, quote, forceful uprisings, violence. They're everywhere. Chuck Schumer, you name it. Where do you see them going next? That this is not the first Trump administration. Yeah, it's still moving too slow, but it is moving.
Well, and like I say, I've given Pam Bondi legitimate criticism on some cases where I think that she was too slow to get to the, you know, too slow to the ball. Roger Ver, they've finally come to some deferred prosecution agreement. That's Bitcoin Jesus. Why the DOJ was even pursuing a Biden era prosecution is beyond me. With Douglas Mackey, they didn't get involved, but they got the right case for, they got the right judgment from the Court of Appeal. That was, Ricky Vaughn, the meme master, who was convicted for violation of election rights because of a meme. Dr.
He made a joke about Hillary Clinton.
He made a joke that other people have made about texting in your vote. Other people made the same joke. It's still online. They didn't get prosecuted. Why? Because it's capital D different. Dr. Kirk Moore, she finally got involved, you know, a week into the trial. Better late than never. They've made some advances on finally, you know, indicting James Comey, not for his, what I believe to be a threat against the president, but for his other leaking classified information, which, again, dead to rights in any normal
and
jurisdiction.
And perjuring himself, saying I never leaked. And then later he went, I went after Trump. I did the leaks. I gave it to other people to leak. That's like a mafia don telling a capo, tell a soldier, kill somebody. He's just as guilty as the soldier.
They were proud about it when they were handling the reins of power. Now they're pretending they never said that they did what they said they did and what they in fact did. It wasn't the Columbia law professor. This was him authorizing leaks to the media during Trump investigations back in 2016. He did it. He's a liar. We all know that he did. The only thing is, I think he should have gotten charged for inciting violence or threats, whatever, with his 8647 nonsense. Letitia James, again, dead to rights. So people don't confuse the issues. This is a case where she bought a secondary property for $100,000+ and lied, or at least at the time, seemingly lied that it was going to serve as a secondary residence. And then she turns around and uses it as a rental property. So she gets beneficial interest rates from the mortgage company as a secondary property. She gets cash back credits of whatever few $1,000s. And she gets a more favorable insurance rate because it's a secondary residence and not a commercial rental property. Then I think we found out that it's her criminal niece that might have been living there. I might be wrong on that.
It's packed full of absconders, people on the run.
It writes itself because it's so comedically stupid, but she is dead to rights because she lied on the document. And when she took to Twitter to say no one is above the law, if you lie on a mortgage application, expect to have the book thrown at you. And now these scumbag SOB double standard hypocrites are crying foul. No one's above the law. Oh, let me say what Nancy Pelosi said. Letitia can prove her innocence at trial. I say tongue in cheek because guilt needs to be proven, not innocence at trial. But these are the same scumbags who arrested Trump, arrested his lawyers, arrested anyone in his entourage, denied them of defenses, went after lawyers for actually just giving legal advice. Now they're crying foul that this Letitia James, corrupt to the core, ran a campaign for attorney general on prosecuting an individual. She would find the crime. And remember, everybody, like I've said this a number of times on my channel, when she first ran, her theory of Trump's criminality was that he had to be laundering money from foreign governments because domestic banks wouldn't lend to him. Well, that wasn't true. So then she had to pivot and shift. And then it was, domestic banks are lending to him only because he lied.
Yeah, we forget. She goes, I'm going to find the Russians doing it. And then, of course, Trump has a great lending record. And Mar-a-Lago, he said, was worth $220 million. They say $18 million. Now it's worth $1 billion. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The loans were paid off.
And so everybody understands this as well. These are not comparable situations. Letitia James is alleged to have lied to a Fannie Mae-backed mortgage institution. That's government run. So by her defrauding Fannie Mae out of proper interest rates, she's defrauding the people. The bank with Trump were two sophisticated private actors coming to their own decisions. No one was defrauded.
Yeah, let's be clear, because I've had mortgages before, and you get an assessment, you bring it, and the bank, both times I got mortgages years ago, they're like, yeah, that's right, boom. Because I didn't bring them a fake thing. They could look at it. I mean, it's like they accepted it. I mean, of course Mar-a-Lago was worth $200 million.
Not just that they accepted it, but if they decided to take less profit because they wanted to do business with Trump, which they did, which was what they said, that's between them. But Fannie Mae, a government-backed institution, if you deny Fannie Mae of profits, you're denying the government of profits. And so that is something that actually impacts the people. So they're not even analogous in terms of the accusations. But Fannie Mae is, in my humble opinion, she was a corrupt criminal from when she started running for AG on the basis of prosecuting an individual. She got away with it. She got elected and she did it. And then they went and manufactured a crime out of thin air.
And by the way, let's be clear. The Virginia thing is the low hanging fruit where they had a prosecutor ready to go and had the indictment. The New York stuff, all of it like, it's a single dwelling. There's five apartments in it. I mean, the fraud just skyrockets from there.
Yeah, well, the issue might be statute of limitations on those and other defenses that she might be able to raise. But like, this is what you scratch the surface with these criminals and you'll find, you know, criminality everywhere. What's his face? Adam Schiff doing the exact same thing. Lisa Cook doing the exact same thing. And I'm sitting here, like, I'm not a millionaire by any means, So like $20,000, which is what she's alleged to have benefited from the lies. I mean, it's a lot of money, but what's the price of your soul? They don't, you know, my revelation is they don't do it for the money because, you know, she is corrupt to the core. She'll find other ways to get money. They do it as a power flex. Like, I can get away with it, therefore I'm going to do it because I'm that powerful and nobody is
and
going to ever.
We know why you went after Trump for real estate fraud is because she's a master of it.
She knew, I mean, this is the, you know, they say the iron law of woke projection. The way she was describing in elaborate detail what Trump, she alleged Trump did, which he didn't do, you know, she only knew it because it was off the back of her hand because she had done it. Lisa Cook declaring two primary residences, Adam Schiff declaring two primary residences. You don't need to be a lawyer to know you can't do that. Especially,
but I mean, I use CPAs and lawyers. None of them will even do that. I mean, it's like the idea that those just, like CNN said, it's everybody engages in mortgage fraud. No, we don't.
No, we don't. Not necessarily because we have a fear of God, but we might have a fear of the government. And like, it's the easiest thing to if they want to find a crime, and this is where they're going to find it. But it is just totally ironic that she knew exactly how to do it because she was doing it.
Well, I'm not going to put on IRS forms. I've had two houses at a time, a lake house and a house. I didn't go say both were my primary residence get a tax write-off. I mean, I just don't engage in fraud, but plus it's completely obvious.
But doesn't that, like, also, she's lucky there wasn't a claim in the property because an insurance company will deny coverage. Oh, I'm sorry. You said this was a secondary residence. You have apparently potentially criminals renting this out as a commercial rental property. We're not covering you anymore. Enjoy your $118,000 loss. I mean, it's from a mere liability perspective you wouldn't do it, let alone from a morality perspective. But they have no morality, and they had no fear of liability because they were in control.
Well, they're also, I'm too busy to even come up with fraud. But like they like you said, there, every one of them you look at it says involved in fraud on fraud. It's like they love it. They just, it's like, I guess it's a criminal brain. They like learn, how do I break the law? How do I even, you know?
To me, it's just a matter of principle. It's a matter of power to them. Like they do it because they can get away with it, and it's a sign of their power. It's like sort of like with Hillary Clinton. That, you know, the true power is not just your ability to lie. It's the fact that you know other people are going to lie for you in your defense. That's power. And these people had the reins of power forever, from Comey to Schiff to who's going to be next, Bolton. I mean, Bolton, when he comes out and talks about the value of not disclosing classified intel, the mofo was doing it himself knowingly, and it's just like they see this and accuse others of doing it because it's true.
Oh, that was the best part, is her. This is weaponization. How dare you? And they're all sent. When meanwhile, they're like saying, we are going to weaponize. We're going to find something and put him in prison. So what do you make of all their pushes? L.A. County and others declaring emergency, saying they're going to legally defend illegals, pay for their rent, give them money. And they're now in an emergency. They're announcing a Western alliance. They're going to rise up. They're going to fight. Where do you see this going?
Well, I mean, I see it going to a political disaster. They've made it clear that they being capital D Democrats, they have a greater interest in defending literal illegal aliens, literal criminals, than their actual constituents. They don't mind if the fire hydrants are running dry and they don't have fire equipment because they've donated it to Ukraine while the Palisades burn. They don't mind that. But they're going to fight tooth and nail to go get Kilmar Abrego Garcia back from El Salvador and, elect Zohran Mamdani, who's going to go defend Leticia James. So continue doing it.
That's right. They come up with the craziest, worst PR you could as well.
Well, on the internet, there's a thing called audience capture. And it's a dangerous thing because, you end up with a very concentrated type of audience that is not there for any loyal purpose. They're there because they expect something from you. What these politicians are going to end up with very quickly is an audience capture or a constituents capture, where the only people who are going to be supporting them anymore are the most violent, virulent, vitriolic loons out there. And the second they don't do the bidding of the people that they have now captured as their audience, they're going to turn on them too. And so, look, it's all fun and games to say, I'm defending Leticia James, and this is all political witch hunt. They had no problem with it when it was directed at Trump. They had no problem with going after the licenses of the John Eastmans and the Jeff Clarks and the Jenna Ellis's. They had no problem going after the licenses of Trump's lawyer for doing nothing else.
Oh, let's not forget, when Trump got reelected almost a year ago now, the Democrat Party officially put out statements saying, any lawyers help him or work for him, we're going to disbar you, and when we get back in, we're going to put you in jail. And Akeem Jeffries said it 3 weeks ago. They're publicly threatening everyone.
It's Klan behavior, and it's not an accident either that, you know, people seem to forget before the switching of the parties that the Democrats, you know, founded the Klan. This is the tactic. It's harassment. It's so that people don't even want to be in the orbit of the people who might be the targets. No, but look, they're going to keep doubling.
It's terrorism. They're terrorizing people.
It's political terrorism, it's ideological terrorism, and it's manifested now into actual terrorism.
So where do you see, with Antifa being declared domestic, about to be declared international, the left saying they don't exist? Well, I've been hit over the head by them, and reporters have been attacked them. I know they're real. They're all over the place. Where do you
see... They have a logo. How does something that doesn't exist have a branded logo? I mean, it's stupid talk. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, I mean, well, where do you... they think their ace in the hole is uprisings. I don't see it being successful, but... they're going full ahead with this.
Well, I you know, the designation as a domestic terrorist group, it carried some weight, but certainly not as much as the designation of an international an international terrorist group. They're going to go after the funding, and you're going to find out that when there's no funding for this, when there's no funding for the agitation, no funding for the actual participation, it's going to quell down. And when there's actual prosecution for the actual violence, people are going to think twice before throwing their lives away over some, you know, brainwashed ideological purpose. So, you know, they'll double down, triple down, because it's all that they do. But designated an international terrorist organization, you have many, many laws that apply specifically to that. Go after the funding. Go after, you know, potential, you want to talk about legit bona fide RICO suits? Go after the Soros foundations that are funding these things. RICO lawsuits, because it is objective criminality. And you will see it subdue very quickly. They've got another 3 years. They've got to start moving, which is why, you know, give credit where credit's due, but keep pressure on before I forget, Alex. So like you say, like I support the Trump administration as well. Support doesn't mean shutting your mouth when you think they're making a mistake. Support doesn't mean...
And we've
mean
got known Antifa leaders, it's always academics, fleeing the U.S. because they know we've got the documents. They know it's coming out.
It's coming. It's been known for a long time. The stronger the denial that it doesn't exist, it's just an idea, is a confirmation of the existence and the structure. So we've known it. We've all known it for a long time.
Well, let's be clear. When the Democrats have rallies in Austin and you get 5,000 of them out because the funding's cut off, it used to be like 20,000, half of them are dressed up like Antifa. Okay. And literally wearing pentagrams saying, we're going to kill you. You know, we love Satan. I mean, the videos are, I mean, Savannah Hernandez has been beat up by them 10 times. I mean, they attack we don't have an armored vehicle to go cover them. And they're like literally saying this thing doesn't exist. They're all over the place.
I mean, up in Canada, I won't say it's even worse, but it's there. It's a known thing. It has historical origins. It has financial structure. It's got uniforms, it's got logo, it's got branding, it's got people online proudly saying that they're members of, founders of. It's like Chernobyl level denial of reality, and that's sort of, you know,
I mean, they firebomb federal buildings and burn down police stations in Atlanta, but they don't exist.
So they're going to go after it. It's going to you know, you go after the funding, and things will settle down sooner than later, and you put people in jail. Because what's been happening, unfortunately, under the prior administrations that deny its existence while simultaneously bailing them out of jail, they've had the political permission slip to wreak havoc.
Oh yeah, let's not forget Kamala fundraised to bail them out.
Yeah, well, she didn't know which organizations they were fundraising or who they were bailing out. Bull crap. This was organized domestic terror, and it has international roots and international funding. So they will get to it. But they've got to start moving. Look, they got a flag with a logo. I wonder if it's trademarked. It doesn't exist though, and it's a step in the right direction. So we'll see.
I mean, we have footage of them attacking federal police with flamethrowers,
and
the judges let them out. I mean, plus I don't want to attack anybody with a flamethrower, but the feds aren't usually wimps on average. Let's say this: if anybody else, a right winger, tried the flamethrower or hit a cop over the head with a hammer, you're going to have your neck broken. I mean, you're going to wish you were dead. And the feds are so scared of them, they run from them because they know they'll be prosecuted.
If it were anyone on the right, we saw what the sentences they were handing down for the Jan 6 insurrection, and I'm putting that in quotes because it was a Fed insurrection. They're getting like 5, 10, 20 years for alleged assaults on police officers when the Molotov cocktail throwing lawyers out of New York, what did they get? They actually had their plea deal reduced by the judge, I think. You know, there's obviously, there was a double standard for a long time, and now the ones crying political persecutions just can't even accept an even-handed application of the law. It's, you know, they said when Trump got elected the second time and the miracle that it was for having dodged that bullet, no pun intended, you know, the responsible parent is back in charge of the family, and sure as sugar, the kids that have been eating marshmallows and, you know, not putting dishes away are going to complain now at the injustice, but there will be order. And it's got to happen sooner than later because 3 years goes by fast.
All right, I know you got to go, and your good buddy and co-host Robert Barnes has come up at six after, but we got to go to break. I want to just do 5 more minutes with you while we're getting Barnes on. I want to talk about other issues that you see going on, positive things you see, negative things, but also they're now saying Russia's going to attack Europe, secret troops. Sounds like false flagville to me. It's not, and then Russia says it's going to be a false flag, and now they've gotten to fever pitch, but I know you do a bunch of different shows. So I watch a lot of them. How do people find all the different broadcasts you're doing, Viva Fry?
Live daily on Rumble, 3 o'clock every day. Putting out the car vlogs because people like those. And I also like getting into the car for some quiet. So, you know, I'm across all platforms, but exclusive on Rumble at 3 o'clock daily. And then the Viva and Barnes Sunday night show, 6 o'clock across all platforms. No, Alex, the Russian false flag. I mean, it's amazing. It rhymes with Yasser. Oh, geez. Bashar, the Syria, I forget his name now. Bashar.
Assad.
Yeah, you know, gassing his own people at a time when there was strategically no point in doing it. Right now, Russia, you know, winning
Hold
the war
on, I
by
got a break. Do 5 more minutes with us, okay? 5 more. Because here's the bottom line, folks. You have all the power, and I keep saying because I want you to get it. I know a lot of you do get it. When you share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X, when you share our live Rumble feed, when you support us, it changes the world. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. If you don't get our ultramethylene blue, you are insane. We have the relaunch Alex Jones broadcast super sale. The receiver was here last week from the state. Supreme Court greenlit it. The receiver's coming back Monday. I'm not going to resist them. They got court orders. I'm going to be friendly. So, I mean, we can be shut down on Monday. Okay. I know it's been going on and on. People are like, oh, yeah, all right. Well, you see what's going on here. So all I ask is that you support us because I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. That's our sponsor. They've kept InfoWars in the air. Now they're the sponsor for the Alex Jones Network. They own it, actually. And we need funds. They're building a whole new, bigger studio. We have the backup studio. It takes money to win these wars. So just go to the store. It's amazing. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the other great products. You get, listen to this, a free hat only today. There's a giant selection of them with every order, no matter how small, and 25% off store-wide. And I designed this hat. I think it's pretty cool. It's called the InfoWars Classic Studio Hat. It's for radio broadcast. And I like it. It's a high-quality hat. Boom. And so that's the kind of stuff on the site. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the best designs. It's all there. The AlexJonesStore.com, and it's a fundraiser. It takes money to fight the tyrants. And by the way, we've already been through this with rigged courts and stuff, okay? But we held them up 3 years in federal court. They got a lot of trouble. We got civil suits already filed and big ones coming. They get into serious stuff. I mean, they are in so much trouble. As long as we have the money to go after them, and we are.
Alex Jones, Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The Russians have been saying NATO wants to go to full war. They'll want to do a false flag. I've been saying it before the Russians. And then a few weeks ago, oh, these drones came out of Russia, but then they proved they didn't. You've had Ukraine shoot missiles into Poland, try to blame it on them. NATO needs a pretext to send in a 250,000 man peacekeeping force. They've got conscription firing up. Now you read the British news. Prepare for Russia kamikaze drones to swarm Britain's skies. Government warned. Putin to deploy 2 million reservists to meat grinder with law change. Sweden to begin stockpiling food first time since Cold War ahead of war. So clearly this is coming to a head. Where do you see all that going with Trump talking about Tomahawk cruise missiles to Russia, Russia?
Yeah, no, Trump may or may not be bluffing with that, whether or not he thinks it's an effective bluff, separate issue. Just remember what George Orwell said, everybody. The war was never meant to be won. It was meant to be continuous. This war needs to go on forever. The war between Israel and Hamas needed to go on forever because wars come to an end, and then you actually have to start answering questions. Then you actually have to start facing trials, literally. In Russia, can you imagine, like, it's as though Russia would need to do that. There's no giving credit here. This is a war. But if Russia wanted to escalate to involve NATO, they could have done it a thousand times already in the last few years. Who has been clearly trying to escalate to get NATO involved?
Well, a drone is a perfect thing to blame on somebody. They got nuclear submarines and hypersonic missiles. Oh, but drones. Remember, some drones have been popping up in Europe. They go, oh, it's the Russians with no proof.
Well, you know, yeah, and bombs falling and killing Polish farmers, and Ukraine is quick to blame Russia to trigger Article 5 NATO. And the whole blowing up of the Nord Stream pipeline, which the world seems to have moved on from. It's more of the same, like you said
Biden
on my channel.
Said it was the Russians when Biden did it.
No, of course. But Alex, you said it on my channel. It's the thing I remember from like years ago. It's the same trick over and over again. What surprises you is that they use the same tricks over and over again. Whether or not you believe it was a false flag in Syria, the strategic, wisdom of gassing people when you're winning the war doesn't make sense. Russia doesn't need to do any of this right now. The war's going, there might be
clear. Obama said my red line is gas. Then a week later, gas gets launched into part of the city, but the jihadists get money for that. So they're Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad firing the chemical mortars, bragging they did it. So no, it was staged.
Everybody, I hope everyone gets the, that was, South Park reference. No, that was Team America reference.
Same people, yeah. You've got big balls. They dropped hellfire on my goats. That's when I declared a jihad on their ass. It's not about sex, Gary. Now suck my cock.
See, that's the thing. I have to wait for my kids to be old enough before I can watch that with them.
That is in the top. That deserved major Academy Awards. It never gets old. AIDS.
I use that meme.
The Screen Actors Guild is called FAG. you've got Kim Jong Un. Oh, Alec Baldwin.
In the 1 minute that I have left, I need to bring everyone's attention
Kim Jong-il,
to
Canada. Sorry.
Kim Jong-un. It will be remiss of me if I don't mention the ostrich scandal going up on Canada that has now entered the month of the government trying to kill these ostriches.
Hold on, I'll do this. I will have you back tomorrow on the ostriches. I know you want to come on about it. It's important because it shows with bird flu and all, it's an excuse for the power grab, and it's the same program here. It's a big deal. So why don't you come back for 30 minutes? We'll call it Ostrich Gate tomorrow.
Like it. We'll do it.
All right, tomorrow, the next day. And by the way, Nick Fuentes is in the studio tomorrow. He's in town. We're talking about that. Viva Fry, we love you. And all I ask is when we relaunch the new network, I need to go on everybody's show and promote it because everybody should be saying, where's the show? InfoWars is gone.
Open invitation anytime, every time. We'll do it.
30 minutes tomorrow on Ostrich Gate.
Sounds good.
Send us all over. They're literally what, slaughtering all of them. They're not even sick.
They haven't even killed them yet, but they're on the verge. So it's a life or death battle.
Well, I've seen some footage where they are killing them. I guess it's somewhere else. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh, because you showed up.
You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexjonesstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries or these people by going to thealexjonesstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and here, promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Say I've dropped the ball on Zohran Mandami. I mean, I've talked about him. He's got the social democrats funding him. He's the model of the Islamic takeover. They've done it in Europe. They're doing it in Canada. They're doing it all over the U.S. But the latest thing he did, it just pisses me off. Flipping off Christopher Columbus statues. When Europeans historically had the lowest level of slavery and involvement in slavery. And we've been heavily involved in it. But if there was like MVPs, it's the Muslims. And they're currently doing it. So I'm going to get to that in a minute. Robert Barnes is connecting right now. But this is a big deal with the Supreme Court not hearing our case, because it went through the first two layers of lawyers to the Supreme Court. 95% of stuff gets rejected, literally, doesn't make it past the first or second hurdle. The lawyers thought it was important, because what they did is like the most illegal, insane crap ever, and it sets a precedent, and they're doing it to everybody now. Just the judge finds you guilty. But you got to read our Supreme Court briefing. In fact, it's amazing, because even when I read it, I can't believe how we were violated, what they claim. We were defaulted for not giving them evidence. Not giving them evidence that didn't exist. Anybody that works here knows that, like, we're not like calling sponsors up and say, I'm going to hit this story, sponsor. We're coordinating with you. The news I cover has nothing to do with the particular thing I'm covering. I mean, it's insane. But that was explained, and we gave them all the stuff, and that was one of the reasons. The other thing is we wanted to depose Hillary because it came out that she was involved with the feds. And so they said, that's it. You know, you won't do that. So now the judge finds you guilty. This is the crap they pull. So here's a short clip of Harrison Smith explaining. I think he did a great job. Here it is.
This, according to Grok, is why we received a default judgment. We're not allowed to defend ourselves. Jones was ordered in 2019 and 2020 to produce financial records, web analytics like Google Analytics, and marketing data showing how InfoWars profited from Sandy Hook content. They wanted us to provide them evidence that we were guilty. By mid-2021, he turned over only sanitized or partial records, e.g. fragmented sales figures with no context about Sandy Hook-related revenue. Well, we don't have context about Sandy Hook-related revenue. We talk about all sorts of things. Our callers call in and bring something up. People go to the store sometimes. They don't go to the store other times. It just has no bearing on what we cover, how we cover it. For instance, in a June 2021 hearing, they argued he hadn't disclosed contacts or communications with advertisers tied to Sandy Hook broadcasts. What the hell does that mean? We haven't disclosed contacts with advertisers about Sandy Hook? We don't have advertisers. We don't have any contacts with advertisers. We have the Alex Jones store. Back then, we had the InfoWars store. We had maybe a gold person or whatever. But again, they're asking for something that doesn't exist. And then they're giving us a default judgment when we don't provide the records that don't exist. We got the crew that produces the show. I gather all the news. It's all freeform. It's all spur of the moment, edge of the seat. I mean, that's how we do things. There's no law against doing things that way. Then they go in and say, well, where's your internal communications where you talk about how covering Sandy Hook gets you more money? What? It doesn't exist. Oh, you're withholding that, are you? Default judgment. We own your life now. That's literally what happened, all right? Either give us things that prove you're guilty or we will declare you're guilty.
And now they just defaulted Mike Lindell.
Tip of the iceberg, folks.
For $1.5 million, a federal judge said Smartmatic machines cannot be hacked. Literally, I read the ruling yesterday on air with Lindell. He said, he's not even a software engineer. He just says, I find you guilty. You cannot hack computers. It's like saying a bear can't take a shit in the woods. I mean, it is, and oh, $1.5 million. But now they're going to have a jury decide that if it was malice, even more. So you're benchmark guilty, and now we're going to decide how guilty. And for the public, we'll give you a show trial where the jury tells you're guilty. So this is a seismic event by the Supreme Court. They did this to Giuliani and everybody else. And where's the Trump administration? Where is Todd Blanche, who I'm not trying to be enemies with? And Ed Martin didn't tell me bad things about him. But I bring up all my stuff to Ed Martin. He's got the weaponization task force. And we've got all the proof of the Justice Department funding all this, admitting it. He was the one interested in it. He starts an investigation, told them to preserve their records. It wasn't just the letter you saw. It was some other stuff. And they completely flipped out because this is Justice Department protecting itself. And so I don't want to spend the whole hour with Robert Barnes on this because I want to pick his brain on a whole bunch of other subjects. But this is a really, really, really big deal. And Barnes actually worked on the case early on. And he said, look, it's totally rigged. They're just going to default you and shut you down. It doesn't matter what you do. And he said, That's the way it is. And I actually knew he was right because the other lawyers in the case were like, well, it doesn't matter if you don't have marketing. We got to give them some marketing. They said, give them your plug sheets, which is just whatever the sale is. Today, a free hat with every order, $25 off, and then talk about the products. It has nothing to do with the content of what we do. It's completely straight because this is talk radio. That's what I started out on is talk radio. And people just get good talk show hosts, whether it's sports or news or gardening or whatever, that know the subject that people like, and you come on, you talk. And then that's it. And I guess if it's a gardening show, they usually own a gardening nursery, and they sell dirt and, tulips or something. I mean, here it's like we sell what's hot, supplements, Patriot gear, stuff like that. It has nothing to do. But they have this theory, the statute of limitations was up and all this stuff, that it was unfair marketing fraud. And so they went with this thing that I made all this money, made no money, barely ever talked to those people. They raised hundreds of millions off my name on record, we now know, because we sued them and got the documents, saying I was persecuting them. So everything you hear is the opposite. But it's not about me. This is a very dangerous precedent. And now they have the Onion that's funded by Bloomberg bragging that they're going to come into the state court and have the judge that I guess controls the receiver or whatever, just give them for no money again, like they tried in federal court, this place so they can misrepresent and confuse people using my logos, my face. 100% they're not going to get away with it. And they don't control all the courts. So we're suing them. We're already suing them. And that's why it's important to fund us, not just stay on the air, but we're going on full offense. And I've got lawyers that have won major defamation cases and other cases. And they say this is pure abuse of process, which is not a sexy word, but it's that's illegal. It's a very sexy thing. And so it's on, baby. And then everybody thinks we're invincible because we survived so many years of this. There's no more moves. And so the receiver was here last week. He'll be here next Monday. I'm like being completely polite. Have some coffee. Okay, great. All right. All right. Well, okay. What's the date? And we're sayonara. This is the last broadcast here. Okay. So that's it. That's all she wrote. But the name InfoWars, just because The Onion wants to steal it, the former MSNBC head censor that runs it, he said, he said on an interview a month ago on Wired, he said, if I was God for a day, my main desire is I want InfoWars. And he says in interviews, I want to confuse people and be Alex Jones. And they said last year in a court filing in federal court, they were trying to get my name. They said that they own my name, Alex Jones. They said, yes, the 13th Amendment against slavery applies to everybody else, but Jones is a special case with no evidence. Elon Musk had to come in and block him. So they're using me to try to set precedents undreamed of, as Robert Burns warned many years ago. So, very popular podcaster, great historian, wonderful lawyer, good friend of mine, at Barnes_Law on X. And, of course, he co-hosts with Viva Fry, great broadcast as well. Robert, that's kind of my lay breakdown of this. But, you know, my lawyers were devastated because they thought it would be refused by the first committee and then the lawyers. When it got to the Supreme Court, they thought, well, certainly when they see this presentation where I'd say people died at Sandy Hook, but some people think it's a synthetic event. And we could show how, I didn't even say what they said, that it was just devastating. And no, they kicked it out with no comment. They were, I told them, I said, it will not happen because of political cowardice. So that's my take on it. I don't want to spend the whole interview on this, but it's good to see you. What do you make of this? How big a deal is this?
Well, it's a very perilous precedent being set, and it parallels various times in American legal history. Beginning of the country, again in the build-up to the Civil War, again during the labor disputes of the late 19th century, and again during the civil rights controversies of the mid-20th century, where our legal system itself, our courts themselves, became complicit violators of civil rights. Indeed, the Civil Rights Act of 1871 exists because of the abuse of power by state court judges in complicity with the Ku Klux Klan. So what you people are seeing right now with federal judges siding with Antifa, protecting Antifa in Portland, Oregon, and Chicago, Illinois, is a broad indicator, just like they're protecting illegal immigrants run by drug cartels, as cartels are putting out bounties on ICE officers in the United States as that effective war continues. All of it represents and reflects a judicial system that has gone AWOL, that has absconded from its constitutional obligations, and it's facilitating and enabling the most dangerous violations of our civil rights that can occur. And when the judiciary is the violator of civil rights, where do you go for relief? Where do you go for remedy? Because they're the ones that are supposed to be the only institution intended for relief and remedy from the violation of civil rights. What happens when it's the judges violating it? And as a backstory, for those that don't know the whole story, I came and investigated the whole Sandy Hook case on behalf of Alex to make a First Amendment challenge, which we brought up at the Texas Supreme Court, sat on their lazy rears and didn't take the case. Hopefully someday they will. I think they will ultimately say all this was a complete, the hoax was the lies about and libels about Alex Jones related to this from the get-go.
And by the way, you didn't just believe me. You came in here you were here for months. You lived here. You dug through everything. You were laughing, like the idea that we had marketing on them or something, you know.
Yeah, it was all nuts. I mean, the reason why I told you from the get-go that they were going to try some trick to make sure you never got a trial on the merits.
No, you said to me years before it happened, you said there's no evidence. They're going to try a trick and say you're defaulted. You called it.
Yeah, and the reason was their whole theory was false. Their whole theory was that Alex Jones and InfoWars made a bunch of money going around saying Sandy Hook never happened. 99% of what InfoWars published concerning Sandy Hook acknowledged it happened. One of the leading critics of any questioning of Sandy Hook in certain aspects was the editor of InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson. When you went live the night of Sandy Hook, you didn't second guess Sandy Hook at all. What you said was they're going to cover up the role of SSRIs. They're going to cover up the role of bad psychological care. They're going to cover up the lack of adequate security for these young kids. They're going to cover up those things in order to, they're going to cover up the gaming.
And I said that for the first year until it became a big internet thing questioning it. And then we simply had debates with different people from different newspapers, pro and con. We had a couple debates.
Oh, exactly. In fact, of the million plus words published or broadcast by InfoWars, 99% of it completely did not dispute whether Sandy Hook occurred.
And I love how some of the listeners said, I sold out and said it happened later. I always said I think it happened. The point, that's how crazy it is. Just because the news publishes that Trump says, I love the KKK, where's the clip? He never said it.
Oh, completely. And so when I realized that their entire case was the opposite of what they were pitching, that they knew the actual evidence would exonerate you and exculpate you and not incriminate you, then they, because they had this fictional, fabricated, fantastical model of who Alex Jones was being portrayed in shows like Homeland on Showtime, that's all driven by money, that you'll capitulate as soon as you lose any money, that they thought that was your motive. All of it was bogus. All of it was garbage. Their own data, their own information proved it was garbage. So what did they have to do? They had to make a fake case. That they had to pretend the facts were otherwise. So what they did, as Harrison well detailed, they demanded, and this is what I predicted they would do, unfortunately, is like, they're going to pretend you have evidence you don't have, and then they're going to demand you produce the evidence you don't have, and when you don't produce the evidence you never had, they're going to use that as an excuse to default you. And it was clear, and I was getting involved in arguments.
There's this pre-planning. We haven't talked in like 3-4 months on the phone. I just say, get Barnes on. They were like, what do you do with the host? How do you pre-plan? I've seen Harris said, how's your wife and kids? I haven't talked to Harris in a month for more than 2 minutes. He's just about to be hosting a show. This idea that we like pre-plan everything, it's a total fraud.
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, they knew from the actual data that when you track the information, this information was given to them and they tried to bury it, but the, which was that when Sandy Hook was even brought up as a topic at all, it led to negative reactions in your audience, not a positive reaction. You asking questions about it was not favorable to your bottom line or InfoWars support at all. So, and that was clear in the affirmative data. So they knew their whole story was a lie. Their big story was a big fact fiction. The hoax of Sandy Hook is the lies that have been told about you related to Sandy
Hook. And let's be clear, I don't manipulate the audience. I just go with what I think's right. Yeah. If I wanted to have the show 10 times bigger, I would just cover positive news and winning and show videos making fun of liberals. But I want to warn about real threats, uprisings. People don't, most of the audience doesn't actually like to hear the bad news. The secret of this broadcast is we don't follow ratings. We follow the truth, and it, over the long term, though, we get the hardcore viewers. But, yeah, the idea that I tailor stuff for what the audience wants, that has not, I just, what I think is right, I cover it.
Oh, exactly. There is no audience capture. There never has. Indeed, the reason for most of the people that tune in is respecting that. That at times when they've been enraged at something you said, they learn to respect the fact that they were getting your honest, authentic opinion. Might not always be right, but it's way above the batting average for everybody else in the space. But they respect not only the accuracy of the information, but the authenticity of it. And anybody who had watched Alex Jones and InfoWars would know that. But the evidence was all there. So when I started digging through all the evidence, I mean, they wanted emails sent through the trash. I mean, they did everything to disguise and hide what the case was about.
Most of their case was unopened emails that lunatics sent us.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And they were pretending that had something to do with it. It had nothing to do with it. So it was all fixed. It was all fabricated. It was an abusive process at its core. And that's, and the judges were the lead, complicit, culpable actors. So much so when I say actors, I mean literally actors. Because this judge was being, had brought in a HBO documentary film to film the show trial, and that's what it was. That's what Mike Lindell is being subject to up in Minnesota, show trial. They're taking the Soviet Stasi Cuban techniques of show trials, and they're incorporating them into American justice. And it is an utter disgrace. We've had examples of it in history, but luckily very few in American law. And now they're coming back full throttle, and they're going to keep coming at this level. That's why the judges themselves, an honest civil rights inquiry by the Justice Department would not be limited to the corrupt and rogue lawyers in this case. It would, and those funding them, it would include the state court judges themselves.
Well, that's what was going to happen. I can tell you exclusively, they were looking at the courts.
Why do you think Todd Blanche shut this down?
Todd Blanche is a corporate whore, New York Democrat lawyer who weaseled his way into Trump world because he saw a big fat check coming from President Donald Trump by defending him. I saw no efficacy in his advocacy, to be blunt about it. I saw nothing special that he did in those New York cases in the court of public opinion or in the courts of law or in front of the judge or the jury to suggest he has any special skill set, least of all loyalty to President Trump. He's part of long, old established corporate defense, white shoe law firms in New York, the same kind of law firms that were complicit in going after you. Not only in this case, in the Pepe case and a bunch of other cases. I mean, he's big. He's connected to law firms that spent millions of dollars going after you related to the Pepe case out of their own pocket. So I have no confidence in Todd Blanche. Todd Blanche is the guy who bragged about the idiocy of the Epstein cover-up that they snookered Trump into doing. So there's no reason to trust Todd Blanche.
He's the one that convinced Trump to cover up something he's not involved in and has been proven.
That's exactly right.
This guy's like the plague.
Completely, completely. I mean, Pam Bondi is just, I think, in over her head. But I don't think she has bad intentions. I do think Todd Blanche has bad intentions. That New York Times piece, you know, it wouldn't shock me at all if Todd Blanche is one of the sources for that piece. Well, publicly say, oh, no, it's all false, nothing else. Everything about it screams, that's the kind of guy he is. He's angling to be the attorney general. He's the second coming of Bill Barr. There's nothing about it.
I was about to say, documents now leaked, an undercover video, Bill Barr going around while he's the attorney general setting up the indictments of Trump. So this is Bill Barr's baby. Todd Blanche is literally the spawn of Bill Barr.
And ideologically and intellectually and politically and philosophically, absolutely. And I read that New York Times piece as him getting out there. He's doing the best he can and trying to weasel it, trying to protect the deep state. Why was James Comey prosecuted the last possible minute? Mike Davis keeps running around, Steve Bannon, saying there's these big efforts to investigate. Hey, Obama's about to be indicted. Hillary's about to be indicted. I see no evidence of that. None. I hope Clapper.
Yeah.
At
so
least
why
in
is
Brennan.
The New York Times writing kissy kissy things about Todd Blanche?
Exactly. Well, why does he love to hang out with Caitlin Collins at the CNN and have special dinner after Trump got elected? I mean, there's nothing in this guy. Where's the civil rights background in this guy? Tell me about the great civil rights cases he's taken. Tell me about the cases that he's taken against the government, against big corporations, against powerful institutions in the civil context. Tell me the cases where he's gone after the Southern District of New York. Because I know of none. I know of none. I mean, I've been
in this
space.
Well, this is Trump's blind spot because it was his criminal lawyer who lost all his cases. And now, literally, here it goes again. Trump's done. Look, we love Trump, but what the hell's going on with Todd Blanche?
Trump keeps looking for Roy Cohn. And because of how he got burned with Sessions, which was due to things that, you know, some of us told him were going to happen with Sessions. Sessions wasn't a treasonous person at all or a seditious person at all. He just had a misplaced confidence in the Justice Department. But it led to the betrayal of President Trump.
But Sessions was naive.
Exactly. He was an idealist. He was like some of the lawyers you had to deal with in your case. They were saying, oh, no, the legal system's okay. Just produce something, Alex. It's all going to be all right. And I was getting in arguments with him all the time saying, you don't understand how political cases work. This is the nature of it. And so he looks for loyalists. And I understand that instinct. The problem is loyalty doesn't always equal competency. Loyalty doesn't always equal true loyalty.
Blanche acts like he's loyal. But he's clearly, he was handpicked Southern District. He's a leftist, a chosen one. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'll give him credit. He weaseled his way into Trump world by leaving his big white shoe corporate firm without much consequence, I might
say. Oh, you know, they sent him in.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like they sent him in so that he could, to be the, you know, weasel his way into Trump world and make sure that he could co-opt power so that the Justice Department didn't bring real justice
and
to the rogue deep
state. Having all these lunches with CNN people is cool. Here's the thing. I don't think they realize their bubbles burst, Bob. I don't think they realize it's over. I mean, the people are done with them. I mean, it's over.
Oh, completely. I mean, the Epstein disaster was so mishandled. So it was, no matter what the objective was, it was so mishandled from a court of public opinion perspective that they have lost all confidence.
Yeah, let's talk, and then when it was Todd Blanche that convince Trump to protect the deep state, and then the Democrats turn around and stab him in the back when we have the main Epstein investigator get caught by Veritas undercover saying, no, Trump's not involved, but the CIA and Mossad asked him to cover it up. That's Todd Blanche. So literally, he convinced Trump to sign on to this that made Trump lose 10 points in the polls. This guy is the plague. I mean, it's true. It'll come out.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
So we have the deep state, all the documents, the witnesses, everything caught red-handed running the fake trials against me, trying to sabotage the sale, keep get us off air. And then Ed Martin does his job. It's his classic weaponization with the government against people. Comes in, Todd Blanche blocks it. And, you know, now obviously Blanche is gunning for Martin all the time. Trump needs to obviously rearrange the situation here. Because only when Trump got mad and sent that letter out on Monday and did all this did he finally get some action and find out they were sitting on top of these indictments. Now they say the indictment of Bolton is imminent. Grand jury expected to indict ex-National Security Advisor John Bolton for transmitting classified document sources. That means it's already done. Who else is on that list? What is the deep state going to do? And what should the message be to Trump about what he needs to do and not make the same mistakes he made 8 years ago, Robert Barnes?
You know, I would like Mike Davis to be right. At least they're finally using the language that we've talked about for over a year now, which your case is emblematic of, but so are all these other cases, which is what really happened in Russiagate, in Spygate, in Muellergate, in Ukrainegate, in all of the weaponization of the legal system against President Trump once he was out of office. All of that, the common pattern was an intention to deprive President Trump and many of his supporters of their federally protected civil rights. This is what the Klan Act of 1871 is supposed to address. It also addresses things like the Trantifa organized violence that's taking place in Portland or Chicago, or that led to the murder of Charlie Kirk. So it's all part of the same pattern, intended to deprive ordinary and everyday Americans, including in this case, the President of the United States, from his own federally protected civil rights. That gives venue and jurisdiction to the Southern District of Florida. It allows the court case to be referred to as a related case, so it goes to Judge Cannon, who has shown independence and impartiality and a willingness to stand up to the deep state, relative unique in the federal judicial branch. So you can bring all the cases, the grand jury's there, the jury trial's there, all of the bench presiding right there in front of that judge. And that's what unites Obama, Clinton, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, all of them. The Bolton, you name it. Now, they have additional crimes on Comey, like perjury. They have additional and false statements and obstruction of justice. They have additional crimes on Bolton, like stealing classified information and leaking it and monetizing it for his personal self-enrichment. I mean, the guy used AOL emails. Who still uses AOL email? I mean, that's, I mean, and a foreign government hacked it. I wonder who that might be. But the it might point in a certain direction. But we have those additional crimes, but what unites them all is the overarching conspiracy. When they raided Trump's house, that was part of the conspiracy to strip him of his federally protected civil rights and to strip all of us of our federally protected civil rights to vote for whom we want for President of the United States. Because that was the ultimate long-term objective, was to derail that opportunity for the American voter. That places jurisdiction and venue in the Southern District of Florida, in Palm Beach, where Judge Cannon should, as a related case matter, preside. Then you don't have judicial corruption colluding up the case. You don't have you don't have a bad jury pool. You don't have a bad grand jury pool. You don't have a bunch of prosecutors in that office trying to sabotage you on a daily basis. One of the things Todd Blanche did that prevented real reform and remedy is he refused to go along with what many of us had said was necessary, was the mass firing of these rogue prosecutors, especially in the District of Corruption, where they ran Ed Martin out while he was trying to clean it up, and the Eastern District of Virginia. It is leaking like a sieve. How many of those prosecutors are sabotaging our own government cases on a daily basis? And they were able to get it so that magically Comey is now assigned, just like Big Tish, both of them got assigned liberal lefty Democratic judges, but by just random assignment. I don't think so. And that judge is already doing everything possible to make sure Comey never sees justice. And then you have the Justice Department not making sure these guys got perp walked. These are people that generally speaking, I'm all in for summonses instead of arrest. But in these high profile cases, Democrats set the precedent over the last 5 years. They said you got to raid them and you got to perp walk them. in order to send the public message. So, hey, that's the rules they set. We got to stick with those rules. We
can't now abandon. They ordered the perp walks of us, so they get them down.
Exactly. And the Democrats said that this is important in any high profile political case. You got to perp walk any individual defendant, no matter the nature of the case otherwise. Well, that means Comey needed to be perp walked. I mean, the Kelsey political betting markets still don't realize, yes, Comey got arrested. You can't get summons into a court. He got mugshot.
Back to Todd Blanche. I don't want to make him the enemy. And I was told by Ed Martin, but everybody else, they say he's the one. They say Bonnie just does TV, really doesn't run anything. They say he is in there sabotaging everything. He is the guy. And like, how do we get Trump to wake up out of this mind control?
I think he's just continuing to bring it into the court of public attention and continue to promote those attorneys that are doing really good work. So, you know, Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon at the Civil Rights Division is doing God's work. I mean, just this week, when my hometown school wanted to stop Turning Point USA from forming at the campus of UT Chattanooga, I raised a stink about it. And to her credit, she stepped in and said she was monitoring the case. As soon as that happened, UTC reversed its position. That may lead to every public high school in the college that was trying to obstruct Turning Point not being able to do so with just a single reply to a single tweet of mine.
That's right. So maybe you can come up with a list of people that we know are performing and doing their job and get it to Trump.
Exactly. Gail Slater at AAG Antitrust doing God's work, doing great work. Harmeet Dillon, Ed Martin doing God's work and great work. Harmeet Dillon doing God's work and good work. These are people that need to be elevated. These are the people that need to replace. You know, appoint Blanche some ambassador, like they did with Sergio Gore, and they sent him off to India, so he gets Scavino in there, so at least you had somebody that wasn't trying to antagonize the relationship between Trump and Elon Musk, like Gore was doing on a daily basis. Get somebody that's aligned with MAGA, not misaligned with MAGA.
Here's the good news. Todd Blanche can play his games, but when more indictments don't come quick enough and Trump learns, he's done. So
that's exactly right.
And quite frankly, we had a good idea when this happened, and I'll leave it at that, that he was going to reveal himself through this. So there's kind of wheels within wheels. And so the little consolation prize was he did reveal himself. And that's one more strike on him now.
Yeah, exactly. And good work also by the Second Amendment groups, Gun Owners of America, these other groups calling out Blanche, to my knowledge, he is the one bottlenecking the Second Amendment case's full review. So the Justice Department is still joining, arguing for depriving people of their Second Amendment rights.
So he's a leftist gun grabber blocking the Second Amendment reforms that have already happened in court. This is a nasty guy. And people that are defending him are brown-nosing him because I think they're worried they've got cases on them and he's going to protect them.
That's exactly what's going on. I mean, you can't expect anybody within the Justice Department to come out publicly against Blanche. That would be career suicide. So I let them all off the hook. But these other people like Mike Davis, brown nosing him. Come on. I mean, Davis is saying that there's going to be indictments on Clapper, Brennan, Ray, Norm Eisen, and Obama and Clinton before, you know, very soon. Well, when that doesn't happen, I want to see him go public and admit who the problem is. Because I get he's got cases in front of the Justice Department. I got cases in front of the Justice Department. I'm never going to shut my mouth on what is right and what is necessary for the country so I can line my own pocket or do something to do a special favor for. I've never done that in my life. Never going to do it. That's just not who I am. So I get some lawyers feel pressure to do that. That's how you get snookered into covering up incompetency. Covering up someone who's endangering the federally protected civil rights of America. Someone who is allowing the deep state to continue to conspire against President Trump and the United States of America.
Well, that's right. If Trump doesn't take action on this, but look at this headline. Oh, DOJ leader chewed out MAGA operative over crusade to get revenge for Alex Jones. We have the documents. The DOJ illegally ran this and funded lawsuits to shut down a talk show host. That's what the weaponization task force is supposed to do. But they revenge for me. Revenge for what?
No, that isn't revenge. That is getting the legal system corrected, getting the corrupt actors out, and making sure that the right people are held responsible so that our federally protected civil rights are still protected. That's like pretending that the Klan Act, Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871 the Civil Rights Act of 1871 was somehow as revenge against the Confederacy in the South. No, it was meant to protect black Southerners from being hung on the streets and having their civil rights protected everywhere in schools and businesses and everything else, and voting and registering, etc. They were systematically stripping them of those rights. And that is what has been happening. Lawfare has been stripping us of our rights to where you don't even feel safe and comfortable going on a college campus to debate because these Trantifa conspirators might murder you. So do something about it. And so far, Todd Blanche has done nothing about it but obstruct, obstruct, obstruct. And if he wants to prove us all wrong, real easy, Todd, let's start seeing results. And let's start seeing results quicker and sooner and earlier than we have seen so far. I see no evidence that he's doing any of that. Why did the newly appointed U.S. attorney of the Eastern District of Virginia, who was only appointed after Trump accidentally published a truth that he meant to personally send to Pam Bondi, that called her out for this, got her appointed, when she went after Letitia James, she hid that from Todd Blanche. This is now public. Why did she feel the need to hide that from Todd Blanche unless Todd Blanche is the obstructor, the obstacle in all of this? The rogue
Trump puts her in, because they already had the indictment. And the other so-called Republican was blocking it. And then she has to hide it from him or he'll sabotage it. Well, exactly. Here's the good news. Trump's sometimes slow. Sometimes he's really fast. I'm going to make a prediction. I don't think Mr. Blanche is there very soon. But he's got the Epstein role, convincing Trump to cover it up when there was no evidence of Trump involved. Let's zoom in on him and Epstein. And he's the one with Maxwell visiting with her and all this stuff.
Exactly. And he seems to be using it almost as leverage on the President of the United States. That's what it appears to me.
So is Todd Blanche blackmailing Trump, and with what?
With pretending there's things in the Epstein file that aren't there, and that he's the guy that can make sure that misinformation about Epstein implicating Trump never gets published, never goes broad. That's what I think. That's what it looks to me is happening at some level. Because Trump was convinced.
Notice how the left has dropped the Trump Epstein stuff, which there's no evidence. Even the top investigator got caught on tape. No, Trump was not involved. All the witnesses say that. But then now he somehow got roped into this. Oh, it's disgusting.
Well, just think about where this guy comes from. He comes from the Southern District of New York. He clerked at the Southern District of New York.
And that's where they ran the Epstein cover-up.
Exactly. The centerpiece of the worst lawfare in the country over the last quarter century isn't even the District of Corruption. It's this, what they call the sovereign district of New York, that has done abuse of abuse after abuse in civil and criminal cases. That was the lead that sat by and did nothing while they wrongfully persecuted and prosecuted President Trump in state court. It was the Southern District of New York that refused to take corrective or remedial action, that abandoned his defenses on immunity in the civil cases and abandoned his right to removal on the federal cases. So the sovereign district of New York is one of the most corrupt departments in the world. So when you see a prosecutor, you see a lawyer who was born and bred in the sovereign district of New York, whose dream job was the sovereign district of New York, who learned, where does James Comey come from? Sovereign district of New York. Where does his daughter come from? Sovereign district of New York. They're all Southern District of New York people. They're all connected back to that same.
Who spiked the Epstein file to hand it over to Bondi as a poison pill? Southern District of New York.
And exactly.
And Trump should ask, who brought Todd Blanche to him as his criminal lawyer? You should go back to that moment.
Exactly. How long has he really known Todd Blanche? I mean, that should be one red flag. If Blanche was so true MAGA, where was he in 2016, 2017, 2020? Where was he in only any of those years until he could write himself a big fat check and weasel his way into the top of the Justice Department by, in my view, feigning a defense? Because I didn't see a very good PR defense for Trump in those cases, and I saw a mediocre presentation in court on those cases. So nothing about, by the way, in the criminal defense world, nobody has great respect for Blanche. There's nobody. I get what Trump wants. He wants another Roy Cohn. But look for somebody not with what you think is the appearance of flattery, which is, this is bogus loyalty. It's dubious flattery meant to deceive you. And the, so what you need for Roy, look for someone with the skill set of Roy Cohn, someone with the cojones of Roy Cohn, someone who knows how to take apart a power structure like Roy Cohn could do, someone who could match the Andrew Weissmans of the world at being aggressive with the legal system in the way you need to be to take out these rogue deep state co-conspirators who want to ruin the
Constitution. I totally agree, Sir Robert. Here's the bottom line. You're the same like me. You're smart. You're informed. You're dialed in. I don't want to fight with the deputy AG. I was already hearing horrible things about him the last 6-8 months, and then he rushes in as soon as the Democrats get pissed. their red-handed weaponization, DOJ, on the stand, secret documents, undercover videos, we have them. The exact amounts of money paid to the foundations, then paid to the lawyers within a week. And that's Ed Martin's, you know, charge to do that. And then he, you know, calls him on the carpet and does all this. And now we see the Supreme Court thing. I mean, imagine Trump doesn't have time. The midterms are coming up. What is the maneuver and who do we get in? Because I've heard Bonnie's not bad. She loves doing TV. She just basically does TV and lives in Florida. Who do we get in as the real deputy AG?
Honestly, Ed Martin would make a great deputy AG. Just elevate him to deputy AG. And see if they're willing to try to block him in the Senate. You know, use the opportunity of a recess appointment if necessary. But Ed shows sincerity. Ed shows interest. And Ed knows things. Like, he wouldn't make the mistake of Blanche saying, oh, we can screw over Jones. He's a fringe figure. You're talking about the most popular, most watched, most viewed, most listened to independent commentator in the country. And one of the most in the world. The news stations that covered your story, this story about the Supreme Court denying you relief and remedy, was covered literally around the world because I subscribe to all these global media publications. I subscribe to the Russians and the Arabs and the French and the Italians and the Germans and you name it. Latins, Brazilians, Central Americans, Australians, China, you name it. They're covering the Alex Jones story because Todd Blanche is so in a tiny little bubble, he doesn't even know how consequential this is. And this is why he thinks he can get away with it. Because he lives in this little political bubble. He has his whole life. Nothing about the guy says he understands anything about MAGA or that he has any commitment to America's civil rights. He's never done civil rights cases, to my knowledge, in his entire life. So there's nothing about him to suggest he has the skill set. So pick somebody with a skill set. At least Ed Martin has the willpower and the public political know-how. Harmeet Dillon has the political know-how in the right connections and the right understanding. So Harmeet Dillon's been immersed in these civil rights cases for a decade. She could be capable. She could be competent. And she would be easy to elevate because she's already been approved by the Senate. So you could put her up tomorrow. You could just, hey, Todd, what's your favorite place to go be a diplomat? I'll send you to be an ambassador to the Bahamas Herschel Walker's there, but, you know, Turks and Caicos, whatever you want. You know, we'll send you there. Go be an ambassador over there. You know, take your wife, have nice fun on the government.
Well, why do you say Trump has this blind spot? Because you did lawyer stuff for him in the 2020 theft. I mean, Trump's great on so many fronts, but he's not Trillion D. Chess, everybody says. What is this blind spot to bring in Democrat, thoroughbred, obvious enemies just because they sit there and smile at him? I mean,
It's like the old country song. We see it on his foreign policy that, you know, he's looking for love in all the wrong places. Trump looks for loyalty in all the wrong places. Trump looks for leverage in all the wrong places on foreign policy. It took him until just 2 weeks ago to figure out his leverage wasn't on Hamas. His leverage is on Bibi. Right now he's playing games pretending he's got leverage on Russia when his leverage is on Zelensky in Europe. And he keeps making mistakes because of this. But he tends to look for loyalty in the wrong places. He's forgotten his own lessons. He himself has repeatedly said he was shocked when he went through his bankruptcy and all the rest that who was loyal and who wasn't. And
bombing Russia with cruise missiles will make Russia give up. If Putin doesn't go to full war, the Russians will remove him. That is even the Rand Corporation says don't do that. They told Biden don't do that. Like everybody knows that's the default wrong move. So who's telling them that? Lindsey Graham?
Oh, exactly. He keeps chasing Lady Lindsey when later Lady Liberty is right there available in the church pew to marry. So and it's repeated. I mean, he's escalating with Russia. Right now, if we were working with Russia, Russia would be helping us deal with China. Russia has lots of rare earths. Russia can keep energy costs under control. Russia can provide all kinds of things that China currently we depend upon for. But we can't do that because we're threatening instead to send bombs and missiles into Moscow. For on behalf of who? On this coked up lunatic in Ukraine who is, when you were on with Tucker, explained what a disgrace this is that we're siding up with this loser who's busy harassing and persecuting Christians, suppressing every single liberty known to man, suspending and disbanding elections.
His political opponents of their citizenship.
Yeah, that's what he did yesterday. He just took the mayor of Odessa. Oh, you're no longer a citizen. This guy is a little tyrant. He's a petty tyrant. Now, he might look like a comedic character from a Charlie Chaplin film, but in fact, he's more like a horror film character. He's more like little Chucky. That's who Zelensky is. And he would be a disaster for Trump. Trump today is talking about 500% sanctions on any country that buys Russian oil. That would sink our fragile economy. That would fracture it right at the core. And who would get all the blame for it? Trump, because of that precise policy. And for what? Russia will never quit. As Russians told me a long time ago, said, Barnes, we would rather eat dirt than surrender. And anybody who knows the history of St. Petersburg during what they call the Great War, what we call World War II, knows how literally true that is. And that's the world Putin grew up in. Putin was born 7-8 years after that. His mother, his father, his grandmother, his grandfather, aunts and uncles, all connected to it. When one out of every three men in Russia died in that war from the Nazis. Anybody, they beat Napoleon. Heck, they even beat the Mongols back in the day. So why in the world do you want to escalate with Russia when we need Russia as a mediator in a lot of these global conflicts, including the Middle East and Iran?
And Russia on record wants to come into the West. It's the stupidest move on the planet. Well, I am just flabbergasted by all this. It's surreal to be at the center of this and then to watch him default Mike Lindell for $1.5 billion, a judge, no jury trial. The main question is, will Trump defend his supporters? It's not about, oh, defend me, you know, I defend you. It's so simple. He gets defending J6 people. Well, this whole lawfare thing, you know, is much bigger. You have this new Republican owner of the big voting machine company. They dropped the stuff on Giuliani, but not on Lindell, because Giuliani, you know, he does some shows, but he's faded. Lindell has popular shows. They want it shut down because Lindell wants paper ballots.
It's deep state power grab. You know, Giuliani is someone the deep state can deal with because he used to be part of them. So he even when he's gone AWOL and critical of them, they don't consider him a threat. I mean, there's what, you know, a few thousand people who tune into Rudy's podcast, God bless him. Whereas Lindell has a big voice and a big audience, nowhere near your voice and your audience, but it's of the same path.
No, it's big. Listen, I wish it was bigger. We need more big people, yeah.
So. Yeah, oh, no question. I mean, the goal is to take out anybody that's consequential and adversarial to the deep state. And they're still on that goal. And this is supposed to have been completely reversed. And it's not getting completely reversed. I mean, take the Brooke Jackson case. In December 1st, there's a hearing in the Fifth Circuit in Texas on what to happen in that case. And that's the Brooke Jackson who's the big whistleblower exposed. Pfizer was out to kill everybody. That basically the vaccine was not safe, was not effective, was not even a vaccine. And instead it was going to call mass deaths and mass disabilities, which we're seeing in data, whether it's Edward Dowd or anybody else that's people all in the space detailing it, Dr. John Cullen, you name it, wide range of people documenting this over and over and over and over. And and she detailed it, and the government should be supporting it. Instead, Bondi's Justice Department, is defending it. Is saying that vaccines are so holy, the Biden administration policy is correct.
And Bondi bought Kennedy banning fluoride in the water. So here's what they need to know in their bubble in D.C. Because I'm on the street. People are mad that I'm not more hardcore, whatever that means. People are done. So they've lost the public. And I think they're fighting an uphill battle. And I think as this dawns on them, it's going to be explosive, Robert Barnes. Closing comment.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, it's what President Trump said in Pam Bondi's in the Truth Post that he meant to send as a DM. Where he said, look, we're losing confidence of people. People are saying that Trump did that out of personal vendetta. No, it wasn't. Read the post. Trump was saying, look, everybody is enraged and we're losing confidence in the American people because we're not cleaning up the justice system and not cleaning out the deep state and not deep sixing the deep state and draining the swamp. And why is that happening? It's because one of the swamp's key saboteurs is still in a key position of power at the Justice Department, and his name is Todd Blanche. So send him on a vacation to some pretty place that he likes to stay at. Elevate Harmeet Dillon. Elevate Ed Martin. Elevate these people that we know have the capabilities, the competencies, and the courage to take on these corrupt rogue actors so our constitutional republic can be protected.
I agree. We got to support the dogs in the line. Robert Barnes, God bless you. Incredible job. Barnes_Law on X. Talk to you soon, brother.
Happy to see you, Alex.
All right. Coming up, key excerpts, the Tucker Carlson interview. And a bunch of other breaking news, fourth hour. Then, the War Room with the great Harrison Smith. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds right now. Every purchase at thealexjonesshow.com today is a free hat, 25% off. Huge one-day sale. Take action now.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So, Trump got the vax? The COVID vax?
That's right. Last week, he bragged when he got his medical exam that he got the new experimental flu shot and the Pfizer booster, which his own HHS had basically said don't give to pregnant women and women and adults, and that they've proven erases your immune system is absolutely horrible. But after he had Albert Bourla a few weeks ago at the White House praising Pfizer, he's now gone on and gotten it as a PR stunt. So that really pissed off Trump's constituents. And we hope he didn't really take it because we need the big guy.
Well, yeah. And I think there's, unless I'm misreading it, there's seems like a legitimate and very large study out of South Korea that shows a connection between the COVID vaccine cancer because of the effects on the human immune system and
turns it off.
Well, some cancers are opportunistic and a low immune system invites cancer. I mean, that's why AIDS patients used to get Kaposi sarcoma. So I don't understand that. Do you think it was real?
If I had to speculate on a conspiracy theory, pure speculation, Bourla was there a few weeks ago. He did that $75 million deal to lower drug costs, which is a good thing Trump got. And they said, hey, we got some bad PR. Why don't you say you took the shot? But I'd have to purely speculate. You talk to Trump a lot more than anybody else, pretty much. So maybe you can ask him why the hell he did that.
Do you know anyone who has taken, I mean, who would take that? I mean, it's poison. Obviously poison.
I think there's 2% uptake on the boosters now. And it's no longer recommended by HHS, which means it has no longer has liability protection. So again, that is Trump who would say at the rallies, oh, take your shot. They would boo him. So he quit doing it. And so it's things he does like that. And then some Trump supporters think we're in a cult. They go, you don't criticize anything Trump does. No, all the time we do. Like when Bondi said, let's pass hate speech laws. And that's what the ADL wants, Southern Poverty Law Center. People got pissed. She reversed herself that day. So it's good for the constituents. When we see something wrong, we put Trump in there to carry out our operations to restore the republic, not to take experimental gene therapies.
Well, it's not an attack. I mean, I'm sure you've had times in your life where you've been off on some lunatic tangent and people you love, members of your family are like, hey, we love you. Well, it certainly happened to me a million times. People I love are like, I don't think it's a good idea, whatever you're doing. And you're grateful for that, right?
Well, that's absolutely so. But if I smoke a cigar, a few, you know, here and there isn't bad for you. But you smoke a lot of them, you might get lip cancer or something.
Really? I'm not up here, I don't believe that.
I'm not here saying, kids, you should smoke cigars. The difference is Trump is up there doing it. So it's just another one of those things he does. Like, I think I'll give cruise missiles to Ukraine. It's makes you wonder what's going on sometimes. I'm glad we don't have Kamala Harris. Let's get that straight. But I am a little concerned.
What is going on?
Well, everybody knows Trump's really weird in a good way, in a lovable way. But he does so much good. And then he does so many just really bizarre zigs and zags that sometimes you just have to ask what's happening. But, you know, that video over a year ago of him and Kennedy, right before Kennedy endorsed him, a year and a half ago, that somebody shot of him on speakerphone, Kennedy with Trump. And Trump's like, well, maybe it is too big a shot and maybe the kids shouldn't take it. Maybe you're right, you know, Bobby. That's the Trump we need, not the Trump. Oh, look, I took my shot. It's so great. Plus the flu shot, they admit, look this up. They've never in 50 years of the flu shot predicted the right mutation for that year's flu. And it lowers your immune system to the next year's flu.
Well, the flu shot paralyzed a relative of mine, a close relative of mine briefly. Paralyzed, waist down, paralyzed, period. That a flu shot did that. Fact.
Paralyzed Kennedy's larynx.
Yeah. So I don't know what, and is there any evidence the flu shot, reduces overall mortality?
You can look this up. It has never worked. It is an absolute total fraud. They've never picked the right mutation for it. And so if it's not the exact mutation, it doesn't work.
So over the population, there's no evidence that the flu shot, which you could get at your grocery store, the nurse's office, or wherever at work, that it has reduced the number overall of dead people in the United States in a given year.
No. And to show what fraud statistics are, so who knows? Remember the first year and a half of COVID, zero flu deaths, basically, which is normally about 30,000. They took that number, said that wasn't, there was no flu death, but it all became COVID death.
So given how obviously discredited science has been in the last 5 years, where normal people are like, I don't know what this is, but I'm against it, wouldn't now be the time to mandate a total halt to any Frankenscience underway where we're trying to create life or clone people or change the human genome?
Gain of function.
Gain of function, which is now like universal.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
The American people have rejected Big Pharma, and they're tired of it, and they hate Albert Bourla. They hate Anthony Fauci. We don't need to be seeing Albert Bourla, who's just as hated as Fauci, at the White House. We need to see Fauci and Albert Bourla indicted for the things they've done.
Why not just strip immunity from the vaccine makers? We have a system in place that's been in place for my whole life where if you're making a consumer product that hurts people, you can be sued. And so people who make consumer products try to make them safe because there are consequences to selling poison.
That's exactly what should be done. And that's the 86.
But that's like simple. That's super simple. Like why not? It's only been 19. I mean, I remember 1986. It was 39 years ago. It's not that hard. This is not like in the Constitution that vaccine makers have, blanket shield immunity.
And now they're calling gene therapies vaccines. You know, they changed the definition. So now anything they want to inject into you, they claim is a vaccine with liability protection. Well, that's why Kennedy removing the recommended status by HHS and FDA. When you do that, it technically removes the protection of the liability protection. But then that's why suddenly now the Pfizer mRNA shots warns you that it can kill you. Remember at first it was a blank piece of paper for the first time ever?
Yeah.
The first year of the rollout, they just said the name of the shot, the company wouldn't tell you that piece of paper that comes with the shot container, the ampule, blank. But now it says a bunch of stuff can kill you. Watch out. It's up to you. So instead of them pulling it from the market when liability protection actually was taken, if you read the fine print, yeah, they just put in the fine print, it can kill you now, which also protects them.
I knew that. I know someone who was killed by it. His family couldn't sue. Do you feel a rise in, do you feel like people are talking about God and spiritual matters more than they did 10 years ago? I mean, clearly they are. Where's that going?
I saw you with a guest a few weeks ago talk about, this is well known, I talked to everybody that's done it. I haven't done it. Almost everyone that takes DMT either from the toad or the ayahuasca plant, these creatures show up that look like court jesters or, you know, space aliens, different things, and say, there are too many humans. You need to wipe out the population. Then you'll become gods. It's the same message. And they've had groups of people. They've done studies.
You need to wipe out. You need to kill people so you can become God.
Yes. You need to depopulate and you need to transcend.
Do you know people who've heard that message?
Oh, absolutely. They've had whole groups and studies that have had group hallucinations of this.
I don't know. I'm not the most spiritually sensitive person. I'm hardly a theologian, but if some demon is telling you to kill people so you can become God, like, we can say that's bad, right?
Absolutely. And the people that then, you're talking about tech heads who, you know, microdose and are big into hallucinations and big into hallucinogenics. When they get more advanced and deep into it, and then most of them have talked about this, then the things start giving them more ideas and explaining the system they're going to build, the AI, the takeover, and this new species, and how, again, you're going to transcend death. And so we've all got to have a larger question there. So they say the devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. I think that's his second biggest trick. I think convincing the world that good doesn't exist is the devil's biggest trick.
Yes, yes. Can you flag? I think that I'm not exactly sure what you're saying, but I know that you're telling the truth right now. Can you?
Well, convincing us that there isn't anybody good and that you don't have power and that it's all over and we are the Borg, you will be assimilated. The biggest trick is hopelessness when we're promoting truth and justice and honor, and we can't just dial into demons and fallen angels. We can also dial into God and get that message. But you first have to recognize that good and evil exist.
Yes.
And once you recognize that we are ethereal beings, that we are just, you know, manifesting ourselves in the third dimension, that all these people that are even atheists have these near-death experiences that come back with the same message. I mean, I personally in my life, you know, have had so many times where I'm literally told something and it comes true and it just comes from God. And so I know this is real. We are a lot more complex than just what our eyes and ears and, you know, taste and touch pick up. And when you really actually study the globalists, none of them are atheists. They're into the occult.
Exactly.
And they believe they're interfacing, even at Skull and Bones. At Yale, they get in these coffins for days. They try to get these spirits to come into them. They try to channel these spirits. You've got the heads of Skull and Bones there in the last few days seeing who's able to interface with this. These are real rituals that are part of activating parts of the mind so that people can see past the veil. And again, they've now been able, with robots and computers and wires in the brain, as Elon has talked about decades ago, this was already done. Your eyes narrow the light spectrum because there's so much going on that if you saw the infrared and everything else, it'd be too confusing. But now with hallucinogens and other things, they have been able to prove that people can actually see past the veil into basically other dimensions. And so that's really what this is. And we have to admit to ourselves that what we see and taste and, you know, touch and everything is a very small piece of actually what's going on. And that's that wider world. And people have to, once they understand that there is this wider battle going on, then you realize, oh my God, God's real. I better choose God or I better choose the devil.
Yes.
And the kingdom of God is within us. The New Agers go, oh, you are God. No, kingdom of God is within us. We're made in God's image. We have the potential to know God, to interface with God. That's worship God. And then through that, begin to transcend to a higher consciousness, interfacing with God, not God, but with God, and then part of God.
Again, that, I do think that's the trick. No one needs a tutorial on evil. It's all around us. It's super obvious. It no longer disguises itself. Abortion for the sake of abortion? Like, what is that? Well, it's human sacrifice. It's just Canaanite. And
the DNC doing abortions inside of
completely for the sake of abortion, not to improve the life of the girl or she's a 14-year-old rape victim. It's just like, no, abortion is inherently good because it's killing a person. That is all out in the open now. Nobody is confused about its existence. What you don't get a lot of is the recognition that good is a more than equal. It's a larger and opposing force. God is bigger than Satan. And you don't get that sense. Like, nobody talks about that. You don't see it. How do you find that?
Where I feel the strongest demonic energy is in a lot of these big churches and all these big things, because that's where the devil's sending his forces. And it's energetic. But Christ criticized the Pharisees, Sadducees constantly. He said, you go pray up on the hill in front of everybody. You talk about how perfect you are all day, but really you're of your father, the devil, and the synagogue of Satan. or you call it a black, Sabbath or whatever. And it happens in Christian churches, happens in Judaism, it happens everywhere. And if you look at later Judaism, it's not just the Old Testament, the Torah, there's over 30 other books, that they say, the rabbinical teachings are just as important. And it runs the gamut from some sects that you could call very pious and close to God to others that are outright Satanism. And you see that in the Christian denominations, all the things that call themselves Christian, that really aren't. Christ said, beware things, call themselves of God, but are not, or the synagogue of Satan. Well, there weren't Christian churches then. The churches were synagogues, but it goes for synagogues, churches, anything, that you got to be really close to God and the Holy Spirit, lest you be deceived. And so that's really where it all is. And it comes down to your spiritual inclination. But I just recommend the people personal relationship with God, praying to God, saying, I want to be good. I want to recognize truth. I want to know what truth is. I want to open myself up to you. I'm an imperfect. I repent for what I've done. I want you to cleanse me and then show me the truth and then show me how to be a better person. And then show me after that what the mission is you have for me. And literally, if you do that through a process, it may take days, may take months, may take years. Then the adventure begins, and then all of a sudden you're being given like intel and stuff, like, and like literally just, you have to learn to go with it. It's never wrong. And it's God.
But don't you find that? I know I have found that you see sparks of this in the most unlikely people. If you put a list on paper of the people in your life, I won't ask you to say it out loud, but who you really trust or you talk to and you groove with them and they like know exactly what you're saying. You know, they are on the same wavelength in some deep way. It's not the people you would expect. Have you ever noticed that?
I mean, it's quite the quest, because so many people are lost, and really it's an inside job. They've got to somehow open up the channel to God, and then they'll see everything that's happening, and then God will give them a message and a mission of what they should do. And I don't want to say all churches are bad, because there's a lot of good people in the churches regardless. It's just that the last 120 years, the Rockefeller Foundation, the ecumenical movement and all of that has really moved into the churches. And we see that with all the rainbow flags and all, the famous cathedrals in England now festooned with all the leftist, graffiti and garbage. I mean, it's been captured is my point. But people can't get turned off by that and say, well, God's dead. No. Satan has occupied the so-called temples.
Did the last vestiges of the old civilization get erased and Christians start anew? Like, what is this? How does this unfold?
I think that's up to how God influences everybody. I think we could over time retake those things, but the Satanist and the leftist and the power hungry, they think if they can take over the skin of something and occupy it,
yes,
that they can fool people that are looking for God, but that's actually triggering the Great Awakening. So I think some of the buildings get torn down, some of the buildings get retaken, but at the end of the day, God's temple is with us.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Do you get discouraged? Do you ever think it's hopeless?
No, because it's all in God's plan, but I do get discouraged for individuals who kind of fall to evil. You see good people that fight evil for a while, but they get put under pressure, they get attacked,
yep.
They turn to the dark side.
Boy, have I seen that.
Because they get some ahead for a little while, and then you later see them destroyed.
Yeah, always. And their families destroyed too.
Yeah, and I get tempted by evil. Sometimes like a devil jumps into me. And I mean, by that, I'm just busy, I'm tired, I'm whatever, and I catch myself, and I'm like, whoa, for a minute I was like, turning into everything I'm trying to fight. So I'm not up here on some high horse like I've got all the answers and I'm perfect.
It's sad, and by the way, really good people fall for it. Really good. Some of my favorite and most decent people fall for it. I'm not attacking anyone at all, but it's clearly not true. And it leads them to defend like murder and stuff.
While we're on theology, what do you think of Peter Thiel's whole Antichrist lecture?
I haven't seen it. I have talked to him about it at great length. I think it's really interesting. I didn't really get to the punchline on that. So the question everyone, has is, okay, who's the Antichrist? I think it's, maybe there's more than one. I don't know.
The system.
Right. So I would just say I'm not taking a pass on the question. This is so far out of my depth. I mean, I'm just sort of at the I'm for Jesus stage of things, but, I'm glad that there's a conversation about it. You know, I welcome all conversations about the transcendent because I think it's what matters.
Well, exactly. Cause I mean, I love the, a comedian, Tim Dillon. He's like, this guy's got all this cashless control grid or this. And then he wants to know about the Antichrist. Well, he grew up really Christian. People don't know. It'd be a Peter Thiel. And then now he's wanting to have a debate about it. I don't think the Antichrist wants you to have a debate about the Antichrist.
I think that's probably right. And yeah. Just in general, it's worth talking about and reminding ourselves and others that this is just like a small piece of what's real. We're just seeing a tiny fraction of reality. Like the spiritual world, that realm is as real as, you know, the table we're sitting at. And people lose sight of that. I lose sight of that. We, you know.
Exactly. So we should be having not just Peter Thiel, everybody, Donald Trump, you and I, we should be discussing Revelation, what's described is really happening now.
I think the temptation is to just ignore the whole topic. I mean, that's the world that I grew up in where it was just never discussed.
Devil doesn't exist. It was just
100%. People's sex lives were a frequent topic of conversation. Everyone was super liberal about that. Like no one was embarrassed of anything except any question that transcended the material was just considered, like death was considered totally off limits.
All I know is that we should be having a discussion about the Antichrist. I mean, we're having one already here. And so what is the Antichrist? I think you need to know the enemy. I think you need to know.
Well, one obvious hallmark from my, you know, frequent but very untutored reading of those books in the New Testament is that the Antichrist reserves the powers of God for himself. He pretends to be God. You know, I'm all powerful. I can, you know, worship me. And by the way, that's most leaders in the world through all time, but that those are signs of evil. You are not God. No one can worship you. And the shitty things you do on earth do not make you powerful. They destroy you, actually. And so that it's all described in Jesus's 40 days in the wilderness where Satan offers him these deals and he declines all of them. But that's like that, whether you're a Christian or not, that is the template for life. Oh, if I just do this, I'll win this election. You know, I break some eggs to make the omelet. No, dude, you're going to be destroyed for that.
Well, look what Elon is starting to come around.
You want to make people upset? Start talking about Jesus. I just did this at Charlie Kirk's memorial. I did like some 6-minute talk about Jesus, only Jesus. That's it. I said to my wife in the shower that morning, I was like, I'm not getting political at all. I'm not going to attack anybody. I just want to be as like unifying as I can and consistent with what Charlie really cared about as I can and what he really cared about.
They called it anti-Semitic.
It was insane. Which was, of course, absurd, but leaving aside the absurdity, like the emotion was real.
We need to have an open discussion about this because it's here. And notice the left, they're all about total control of language where there's almost nothing discussed. And so that's why they get so upset when these discussions start to happen. And as I look at civilization and society, we should be having a major front and center discussion about AI. And that's what Elon Musk talks about, who's gone from not believing in God, saying we need God. He's starting to come around to saying, listen, we're going to have AI. Obviously, the genie's out of the bottle, but we don't want to centralize them. We want a whole bunch of them. We want a diversity of them. And I think, wait, what is the answer to AI? Because it's people say, oh, why are you for AI? I'm not. It's not going away. What is the answer to AI if it's being rolled out? And I know the globalists want to basically have one AI. Elon's answers have distributed AI, non-centralized AI, but no matter what it is, it just turns bad.
I know that a lot of the people developing AI are really, really bad. Really, really bad. Like the worst. And what do I mean by bad specifically? They think they're God. And that's the core lie. It's not like how many people have you killed. If you think you're God, you will kill people. And the more power you have, the more you will kill.
Big picture, let's just be completely honest about Trump. It's a blessing to have him in office. We're 9 months in. The Democrats are destroying themselves. Lowest approval rating ever. Lowest fundraising ever. It's really up to us to lose this. But we are starting to see some indictments of Comey and Lisa James. We're told a lot more coming. The Democrats are now pledging, you know, resistance and violence. And what's the quote? Energetic uprisings or forceful uprisings. Sorry, forceful uprisings. Chuck Schumer, how do you see this unfolding? And what can the general public do to try to save the country in a nonviolent way? Because, I mean, I just think Trump rhetorically needs to be out front explaining to people how dangerous things are and the crossroads instead of just saying, oh, liberals are dumb.
From a governance perspective, the government, the people who are elected to run the government need to make sure that the instruments of government are loyal to the Constitution and under control. And that's the concern that I have is that especially older conservatives, whatever that is, Republicans, whatever that is, but you know, non-leftists are living with outdated understandings of like the military and the police. And, you know, there are a lot of great people in the military. I know a lot of them, and there are a lot of great cops. We were just with one of them a second ago, but there are also a lot of people with guns in official capacities who are really, really dangerous. And you need to make sure those people are under control. And by under control, I don't mean loyal to Donald Trump, the man. I mean loyal to the Constitution.
The leadership's been groomed, put to these globalist schools, brainwashed.
They're awful. They're awful.
They're the worst. And Trump finally knows that. So going into this attempted civil war, we're, the enlisted are great people, on average the best, but people really have this vision of the military that's delusional.
A lot of them are sociology professors with nuclear weapons. I mean, they're scary. And I know that just from living in D.C. I wouldn't know that if I hadn't spent my life in Washington. The Pentagon's right there. The neighborhood I grew up in Georgetown was, you know, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs lived like one house over from me. There's always circulating through because they all circulate through D.C. So I would have, you know, go to dinners or duck hunts or whatever. You're with these people and you're like, wait, you're like stupid, totally incapable of like creative or independent thought.
You think Trump finally knows that he thought the brass were these badass John Wayne guys are literally the enemy?
Well, apparently everyone says that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs is like a really good, a good solid.
Raising Kane.
American. That's correct. Dan Kane is a great guy. So, I mean, I think there are a lot of great people. Caveat.
There's still a few left. That,
yeah, there may be many left, but there,
about Flynn,
but there are many
it,
bad.
Flynn hit himself forever.
Many bad. Many bad. And the left used the COVID vaccine to weed out the men, guys with testosterone and self-respect, who were like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to poison myself. And so they left. And that was the point of the COVID vax, was to get
purge.
Decent, to purge the men. So it's all like betas and women who can be controlled and are sort of eager to worship false gods. And you have those people with guns. I don't know. It's really scary what just happened under Biden. And has it been corrected? I don't know.
And notice the alpha males, back when Obama wanted to attack Syria and the Russians, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, then he goes, that's World War III, full war. They had to back off. So even that was the tail end. Now you have like weird guys that say they're women with bald heads stealing women's gowns at the airport.
Oh, totally.
Over the nuclear stockpile. And they're all, and like Sean Penn's on TV saying, why not have a nuclear war? What's wrong with that?
And it's self-hating men and bloodthirsty women. And
I love the liberal thing. Once women are in charge, there'll be no more wars.
That's bullshit.
That's not what the studies show.
Well, it's not what reality shows us. Female leadership leads to violence.
Why is that? It's true.
I don't know. And I, as a great lover of women and the father of a number of women, and I'm not anti-women. I like them more than men and anyone
else. I love women, but it's true. But I remember reading studies.
But female leadership leads to violence, and you see it. And you see, it was Governor Walz's wife who opened the windows to
smell the burning tires.
The redolent odor of riot. It's Winnie Mandela, man. It's really, really, the Bolsheviks' wives were more bloodthirsty than they were. I don't know exactly what that is. I think weak male leadership incites something in women that's really dark.
Well, they found in studies in Total War, like women commit way more war crimes than men.
Yes, there's something about female leadership that gets you very quickly to violence. And you see it in the support for the Ukraine war, which is like the murder of an entire country's male population.
And now, though, a bunch of European countries are doing female conscription. I wonder if combat is going to get the women to not be for war.
I wonder why you would even bother with a civilization if you're sending your women to fight wars. I don't understand. Just give up at that point.
It's like Ursula von der Leyen.
You only have a military to protect your women. That's the point. There's only one reason, and that's to protect my wife and my daughters. And if it weren't for that, why would we need a military? You see in modern female leadership, not all, but a lot of it. Tulsi Gabbard is an incredible exception to this rule. It's like a truly humane, decent person. But man, you see a lot of counterexamples where these women just, they can't wait to kill. And I don't know what that is.
Because the system is selecting twisted women.
It's probably right. And it has something to do with men vacating their role.
I agree. Could you believe that, Letitia James bitched and complained and said Trump has weaponized things against me.
It's kind of, yeah.
But that's the system.
The entitlement level in this country has gotten very high. I will say.
Well, that's not just hiding behind a woman, behind a black woman. That's all they're doing. It's totally, you know, transparent.
Well, the most powerful people in our society consider themselves its greatest victims. You always notice that. Like, I'm a victim. I need security at my house. It's like, okay. No, you're not a victim. You're the perpetrator. So let me, speaking of victims and perpetrators, you are the victim of the greatest crime against free speech in the last 10 years. You were accused of saying things. You say your remarks were misconstrued or misrepresented intentionally. From my perspective, it doesn't matter what you said. You didn't hurt anybody. You didn't cheat anybody. You didn't issue a fake stablecoin. You didn't carjack. You gave an opinion, and for that opinion, the U.S. government, through an FBI agent, has basically tried to destroy your life and are on the cusp of like taking your entire life away. And so here's my question. One, you know, how close are you to having everything taken from you? And two, where's the Trump Justice Department in this? I don't understand.
This isn't about me. This is about you and the end of judicial process in this country and the final phase of the weaponized judiciary, because the Democrats haven't given up.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
So why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed up.
Is that the way to
talk? You showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexjonesstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexjonesstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and
Gear, promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
First question, how close are they, and by they I mean this constellation of law firms, NGOs, and federal law enforcement employees, to taking everything from you and shutting you down, taking you off the air? I know that's been in progress for a while. You've outrun them, but I feel like you're getting toward the end. And two, or B, where's the Trump Justice Department, and why is this being allowed?
So I was found guilty in Texas and in Connecticut by Democrat judges, literal Antifa Soros judges, of not giving discovery, which wasn't true. So then I'm found guilty. Then they have a show trial. So then they have the show trial. They get $1.5 billion judgment. They do all this, and then they don't want to settle. I said, here, have all the money I'll make in the next 10 years, which was more than I ever made in 10 years, $75 million. They said, we don't want that. We want you off the air, in press conferences, on national TV, in court filings. We're not supposed to just take somebody off the air. You're supposed to be able to get your judgment. Plus, it's all an appeal. So last Tuesday, they had the state receiver in my offices looking at everything, saying we'll probably shut you down in about a month. They're waiting for the state court that we have it on appeal to lift the stay.
And this is because all because you gave an opinion. I just want to be clear. You didn't do anything. You had an opinion, which you say they mischaracterized. But again, I would say even if they didn't mischaracterize it, you're entitled by birth as an American to have any freaking opinion you want.
Well, to be clear, the internet, years after Sandy Hook, had viral videos of professors saying they didn't think it happened. They put down as 22 minutes in the show trials of me questioning and having debates with people.
You're allowed to question anything you want. You're allowed to have any opinion you want. This is the United States of America.
Well, it's like the Charlie Kirk thing. I believe Charlie Kirk's dead. I think the official story is probably true. There's questions, but people are saying he didn't die. There's people saying this and that. I don't think it's true, but the point is they have a right to do that as Americans.
You have a right to any opinion you want, period.
So they have the show trials. They do it. They want me off the air. Then I go into bankruptcy because I don't have any money 3 years ago. They use the bankruptcy. They assign the Justice Department, which they can do. They have a special office to my bankruptcy. They use InfoWars money in the account to do four investigations to find fraud. They find no fraud. They sue my parents. They do it all.
They use your money to sue your parents?
Yes. Then the judge, Lopez in Houston, you know, federal judge, he says, I want this to be sold at auction a year and a half ago. Cash auction up front. Here's the rules. They do an auction, say it's a cash auction, cancel it, and then sell it to the Onion basically for no money, funded by Michael Bloomberg. The judge last November says it's a fraud, has hearings, shuts it down. They also sent armed security in without court orders, tried to shut us down in May of last year. So all this goes on, all this happens. We learned the Justice Department from documents was under Biden was funding the lawsuits, running all of it. We get those documents. The new Justice Department learns about it, Ed Martin, and says our job is weaponization. We know we have the documents. The Justice Department previously did this, that the FBI admitted in court that they ran this, created the lawsuits, William Alderberg, the chief counsel of Connecticut at the time, and we're going to send a letter and ask them to preserve their documents. We're going to talk to them. That was about a month ago, and I'll show you the letter and the other letters that are out there.
So Ed Martin is a great guy. He's been in this room. Ed Martin is in charge of undoing the weaponization of government, which is to say the agency's being used as for political ends to destroy people who get in the way of the Democratic Party. And his job is to undo some of the.
And I'm one of the more famous cases. The White House, right when they got in 8 months ago, gave me classified documents that Obama targeted me for national security 2013. With Comey, we had other documents come out. They didn't find anything in a 10-year investigation. So they moved on to do the Sandy Hook thing as a big production with the FBI. The Justice Department illegally funded it. We have all those documents. And so just like Mike Lindell 2 days ago in the Smartmatic suit, the judge finds him guilty and is now going to seize his company and shut him down without a jury trial. So it's the same thing again. This is their model.
And what did Mike Lindell do wrong?
He questioned the 2020 election and he's been vindicated.
So they get to take his company away for that?
including the, including firing all his employees because they don't want money. So
then, and this is happening right now.
It's happening right to, yeah, right now. And so the bigger question is, so here's what happened. So Martin says, no, this is weaponization. You have all the documents. We have more documents. We want to investigate this. So I go a month and a half ago, meet in DC, do all this. They get the letter and other communiques. It's this Koskov, Democrat, Senator Blumenthal law firm, basically a Bloomberg law firm in Connecticut. They flip out and say, oh, Jones is harassing a hero FBI agent. Never said his name. Never criticized him. He won a $130 million defamation suit against me in the Sandy Hook defamation that he created, though no one ever said his name. He'd been on the stand. No one in your office. You never said, I didn't know who he was till he sued me. So he goes and creates the suit, organizes the families with the NGOs, does all this. And then I talked to the DOJ. They sent a letter saying, preserve your records. I showed the ABC News headline. And then Todd Blanche, the deputy AG, calls up in the news, chews out Ed Martin, says in this investigation and pull this. And so.
Wait, why?
I mean, will Todd Blanche let them shut down my pillow? Will Todd Blanche let them do all this? Because they go, oh, Alex Jones was mean to dead kids' families.
The Constitution of the United States, the country we live in, you're allowed to have any opinion you want. Okay.
I agree.
You were making a political point, and the job of the government is to defend that right. That's the point of the Department of Justice, defend that right. So I'm totally confused here. So you're saying that one of the top guys at DOJ, Todd Blanche, whom I've talked to before, I don't know much about Todd Blanche, but you're saying that he stopped Ed Martin?
They say people peed on kids' graves. People harassed their houses. And then in court, when did it happen? I don't know. Somebody told me who. I don't know.
Did you pee on someone's grave?
No one. I'd never been to Connecticut until they brought me there for trial. No, none of that happened. But the point is, I'm this guy. People don't know that Adam Lanza killed the kids. His mom bought a Bushmaster.
Oh, I know.
And.
But just again, it doesn't even matter. Like, it's such a sad, horrible story.
Well, they just put me in the place of.
But you've got nothing to do with it. You shared an opinion about a tragedy. People can disagree with your opinion. They can dislike your opinion. They can't destroy you for your opinion because it's America. And the Department of Justice exists to protect that right. So I don't really get this. So Todd Blanche, I'm taking your word on this. I haven't heard this before. You're saying is he a career guy, Todd Blanche?
Well, he was a Democrat until Trump won the election.
Is he an appointee?
Yeah, he's the deputy AG.
And so you're confident that he shut down any attempts?
Oh, he bragged. Just type in Todd Blanche, Alex Jones, Ed Martin. He went on the news and said, this is terrible. I'm killing this investigation.
Why was it terrible?
It's a hero FBI agent.
Cause you're bad. You offended some FBI agent. Therefore you should be destroyed.
I never even knew who he was till he sued me.
You're allowed to not like FBI agents. You're allowed to have any opinion you want. This is like the craziest thing.
Well, William Oldenburg said on the stand, he went and created the lawsuits, which violates a whole bunch of laws. That's what Ed Martin put in his letter, was that that you can, as a sitting agent, go and create a case for yourself. It's an emolument issue. So here's where we are. They say the new model is sue you for defamation, have a Democrat judge find you guilty by default, then do this, then they don't accept a settlement, then they shut you down. So the answer is, how long will we be there? They want the name InfoWars. The Onion and this former MSNBC censorship czar, he had the same job as Brian Stelter at CNN. He has said recently in an interview with Wired Magazine, if I was God, I want InfoWars. And so they think now they're going to seize the assets of the state. They're going to hand it to them. He says they're going to use our logos. He says he's going to pose as Charlie Kirk as well, put out fake quotes of Charlie. Look this up. And their new thing is to have my website and use it to attack Charlie Kirk.
Okay. So this is just totally grotesque. And this is not the free market at work. This is NGOs plus law firms plus the U.S. government destroying a private citizen for opposing the political agenda of the people in charge. So this is like exactly what you can't have in your country.
And they brag they're doing it because of that.
Of course. Well, there's no other reason.
We want you off the air.
Could the current Department of Justice shut this down?
Yes. The DOJ's Office of Bankruptcy already had one U.S. trustee fired, the next caught in a fake auction. My lawyers have filed lawsuits. It's cut and dry illegal. bankruptcy fraud. So, that information went on as well. So they know that. And Todd Blanche is protecting the FBI and DOJ under orders from Obama, then Biden, to get me off the air. And we have all the documents where they funded it illegally. We have all the proof. We sued them. We deposed them. I spent millions deposing them all, getting all their emails, top law firms. And then the Justice Department gets the information and Ed Martin goes after him and says, preserve your records. I want to talk to you. And then Todd Blanche comes in and says, I'll fire you, Ed Martin. Shut the son of a bitch down right now. Ed Martin needs to be the deputy attorney general. And he didn't say that. Okay, I have other DOJ sources that tell me what goes on.
I don't think you should use government to make your friends rich or give them special favors. But if you can't deliver justice to people who are on your side, you know, you're not doing it right. And that's really dispiriting and a little weird to be
honest. Well, here's what's going to happen. They just defaulted Lindell 2 days ago, and they're going to shut down his factory and his thousands of employees.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He doesn't get a trial. The judge in Minnesota found him guilty, and they said it's the Alex Jones model. So now the new thing, I'm bringing you in this because it happened. When they defaulted me 4 years ago before the show trial, they said next is Tucker Carlson. So what they do is they pick a judge, they pick a fake story, they run headlines, you said something you didn't do, like Trump, I love the KKK, they're very fine people, he said they're not fine people, and then they sue, and then a judge finds you guilty, then the judge controls limited information, has a jury trial for the press, but only on the issues they allow of you're already guilty. They instruct the jury, imagine I'm in Connecticut and Texas, two trials, and it's both the same, produced by HBO's, their cameras. The judge goes, Mr. Jones is already guilty of everything they say he did. He cannot put on defense. You will decide how much money he stole from these people, and you will give it to them. And they instruct them he is guilty. And you're sitting there, the opposite of the American system, watching it, and now they just did Mike Lindell. And so will Trump sit there because Todd Blanche kisses his ass, this little Democrat snake, and crucify Mike Lindell and crucify his thousands of employees in Minnesota? Probably. I'm not mad at Trump. I know you're busy, Trump. It's okay. But if you think, oh, this law firm, Paul Weiss, that's been running the bankruptcy attacks on us, agreed to pay $40 million in restitution, agreed to illegal lawfare against Trump and his family and his supporters. And they promised when Boris Epstein got the deal for him 6 months ago to never target any of his supporters again. They wrote off part of their $40 million community service bill. And suing me.
You really have to clean up the justice system or else you can't have a country. I mean, this is just like absolutely crazy. That I think that is why people voted for Trump. It's why I campaigned for him. You have to have justice in your country.
Tucker, I agree. More than an economy, more than stopping war.
I agree.
My listeners want indictments. And finally, Comey, Letitia James.
Indictments of the guilty, not indictments of people you don't like, not indictments of people who pissed you off or who opposed you.
Oh, that's cut and dry. They did everything.
People who committed crimes and who have escaped justice because of their political connections. That can't continue.
Well, they started it, Tucker.
Oh, I know.
I'm a tough guy. I can handle all this. We'll continue on. People can follow me on next Real Off shows. We've got the AJN network set up with sponsors. The point is that they said this is a model for everybody else. Then 2 days ago, Mike Lindell. Oh, sorry, Mike, you don't get a jury trial. You're guilty. Now we're going to instruct a jury how you're guilty. So this is their model. Defaults are only like if you're sued and then you run and leave the country. They still got to have a trial. But they are literally declaring me guilty. And then you've got Todd Blanche, who from all of my sources, I mean, he's a hardcore Democrat, Southern District of New York, operative. He was Trump's criminal lawyer, lost those cases for Trump. And this is that weird Trump blind spot. So, hey, Trump, I get it. If you think cutting me loose and Mike Lindell, that's fine. I'm a big boy. I've defended you like nothing else. That's fine. If you think Todd Blanche, you know, you got meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell and all this other weirdness. If you think that snake is the answer for you, then you bet everything on that. But as for me, I just know the truth, and the Democrats literally are caught red-handed in their persecution of me and InfoWars and Mike Lindell. And so it's up to you to make the right move here.
I mean, Mike Lindell blew his life up on Trump's behalf. I mean, that's why we're here, is because Mike Lindell loved Trump. And whatever you think of Mike Lindell, he's a very nice man, I think. But even if you hate Mike Lindell, just objectively, Mike Lindell was a pretty successful pillow salesman and got his life together, got off drugs, you know, became a Christian. And then he decided he really loved Trump and he thought Trump was being wronged and they stole the election from Trump. He really believed that. And now they're destroying him. And I just feel like if there's ever someone you need to defend, it's Mike Lindell. Are you kidding?
So you're going to let them shut down my pillow. You're going to let them shut down InfoWars. It's not me. I understand Trump's got bigger fish to fry, but my listeners are enraged by this. They are like, why are you still supporting Trump? Because it's not Kamala Harris. We're getting more done. But if Trump doesn't understand, if he can't support his supporters, I don't know what he can do. And I'll go back to Todd Blanche. Todd Blanche has been a dye-in-the-wool top Democrat. He lost all the cases for Trump criminally. And from what I've heard, Bondi's not bad. She's just lazy. Bongino's emotional and a big baby. Patel is compromised. And it's just so sad. He should have Ken Paxton in there. They brought in the Missouri AG as the new deputy FBI head to get, you know, as soon as Bongino leaves. And Bongino should stop worrying about his PR and his how he looks and worry more about the future of the country here and put it all on the line, actually, instead of being a hothead. Bongino, I think, is a good guy. But Patel and, you know, Bondi, these are just TV heads. These are just people that are here to be celebrities, in my view. And I'm just saying, and Todd Blanche is a Democrat Party operative who I think he's Bill Barr 2.0. You know, they got another Veritas investigation. Where they have Bill Barr's former CIA deputy, AG twice, literally with Fannie Willis setting up the indictments in Virginia. I mean, in Georgia. I mean, like, so is Todd Blanche Bill Barr 2.0? That's the question Trump should be asking. It's bigger than me.
I don't think it's bigger than you. I don't think anything is bigger than the individual. I think that is the Christian message. What matters is the individual, the human soul. The person, each one made in God's image. And whenever your people say, well, it's bigger than just one person, that's bullshit, actually. Nothing is bigger than just one person.
No, Tucker, I agree with you.
And
I'm saying
injustice done to you is a total outrage to the entire world. And by the way, you're not the only victim. If that's what you're saying, I'm hardly the only victim of injustice.
No, that's what I meant, though.
That's for sure. But I think it's so important to make sure, to the extent you can, with the power that you have in this life, to make sure that justice is done for the individual. Like, I really think that is Western civilization. By the way, the Eastern view, which is now very common in our country, deals only with groups and populations and the herd or the tribe. That's why they believe in collective punishment. But the Christian view is no, it's the individual and each person matters. The hair on your head is numbered by God. So I just feel like we can't allow a single injustice to pass by if we can fix it.
No, to be clear, I totally agree with you. My point was, I know Trump has bigger fish to fry.
No, I get it. Well, that's true.
But it doesn't, because everything they're doing is about, oh, this media paid a thing to say they're wrong. They're laughing at him. They still have their power structure in place. Oh, ABC paid a fine. They paid a fine. Paul Weiss paid a fine. And they're still attacking your most ardent supporters to shut you down. And so that's all I'm trying to say is that will Trump let Mike Lindell get shut down? Will he allow this? All because the deputy AG that really runs everything is really a big leftist and thinks he's smarter than all of us. And it's just so disgusting because we have them cut and dry. They're like, well, sir, he peed on graves. No one peed on graves. No one did any of this stuff they say. Trump never said the KKK are fine people. That was all a lie. And so if you give it to their propaganda, they win. Support your supporters. Stand up for them. You know, I saw Barron put out a whole list of vaccine bad reactions to the COVID shot after his dad took the shot. That's going to be the real rebellion here is people around Trump, because he's 79 years old. He's not a bad guy, great guy. Tell him the truth. All of us can't be in a cult. When Trump is wrong, we got to call it out. But yeah, I mean, I'm here and, you know, I've seen this injustice. And I was literally going to say when I came here, we're set a week ago. I couldn't come a week ago because they had a receiver there at the office that day. I was supposed to come, literally looking at everything about to shut down. And I just had to say to people that if they do this to me, they'll do it to you. And then Mike Lindell defaulted. no jury trial, found guilty by a judge. All of you are in danger, folks. This is so real. And if Trump doesn't defend Lindell or me, whatever. I mean, I just hope Trump, when he's out in 3 years, remembers that Todd Blanche is Bill Barr 2.0. And if you think that little sneaky lawyer is your friend, you're a fool. So I think Todd Blanche should be removed, not because of me, but because everybody I talk to, he is literally there working against the president. He's the one telling the U.S. attorneys, don't do these prosecutions. And then Trump gets pissed and says, do it. They do it. So Trump, you did it with Sessions. You did it with Bill Barr. Why are you doing it with Blanche right now? It's just, please, I don't understand this blind spot of Trump.
I've never heard any of this before, but that's why I'm a fan of yours, because I always learn a lot. Godspeed, Alex Jones. Truly, thank you.
Tucker, love you, brother.
Great to see you, man. Thank you.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are unified by our spirit that God made, and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.